Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Konnichiwa, and welcome to another episode of the Nerd Off. This is episode, I think, like 14. There's 14 of these?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
14?
Yeah. Oh. We've been nerding off 14 for 14 times now.
Where have I been for the other 13?
As you guys can hear, we have a brand new guest.
A brand new nerd.
That in the house, first time ever on the show.
Yep.
I'll introduce him in 1 second. First things first though, let me introduce my kind of co-host who's on the show every episode except one and claims to not really be a nerd, but gets very, very upset if we do the show and she's not here.
I do.
Karen, what's going on?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Glad to have you back in the house. And then of course we have another person that's been on the show several times. Beaming in all the way from his house is Sterling. What's up, man? Sterling.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Oh, okay. Hey, was you sleeping?
Yeah, I got you there. I got there before you. I knew what you were gonna say.
he was like, I'm just looking at a Steam sale right now and got lost.
I missed. Wait a minute. Did they call me?
And then of course, first time ever. But one of the people that I talk to about nerd shit almost every time I see him in real life. It's my homie Jamie, man. What's up, dog?
Hey, how are you? And thanks for finally having me on. Karen, thank you for taking so much time to set me up, too.
Oh, you're good, sweetie.
Thank you.
We've been trying to make this happen for a while.
It's been a while.
yes, and everybody else is jealous. They were like, I've been asking for a long time. Like, look, we got a list.
You know what's funny? We were at Wing Night, and Patrick, who is one of the people that comes out to Wing Night all the time, he was like, man, you should have me on the show. I'm really funny. You know, you can tell from this conversation we just had. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of a wait to be on the show. A lot of people want to be on the show. And he's like, well, just put me on like to now. And I was like, Riggs been waiting for months.
It's true. We talked about it a year ago. Thank you for bumping me to the front of the line.
Yeah. I was like, I don't feel comfortable.
I will not cheat him. He has had his tag and he's been waiting.
Feel like I'm going to get stabbed with a fork over wings one night because, he's going to find out Pat was on the show first.
I probably would have been in the parking lot out there waiting for you.
Right. So you're just having people on the show, huh?
Yeah,
but
what happened?
I know Jamie was a big time nerd culture, even though he doesn't really look like it, because
he
sent me he found out about Google Drive and immediately uploaded like all these comics for me, and I was like thanks, and he's like, oh no, thank you, and also I'm going to pay for Google Drive to get the extra storage so I can send movies. I said, this dude, that was a shit.
It was $2 and you get like 50 gigs. Well worth it. And you were the one who turned me on to Google Drive, so thank you for that.
Oh, no problem, man.
And Google Drive, I like Google Drive. Roger showed me Google Drive. He was like, okay, put it on now. I was like, okay, because when I do my show, Lip Smacking Good, plug, for another show. When I do my show, I save like, I have a thing where I have like all my questions and all that stuff up. And it's really neat because I didn't know I could do this, but I got mine and then I give Roger authorization so that we both can see it and edit it and all that type of stuff. So it's very helpful because he'll ask me questions. I'm like, well, he was like, what's the link? I was like, well, it's on the Google Drive. I'm like, he can go in, he can look at it himself. And I thought that was the neatest thing ever.
Saved so much time. I think I had 8 floppy or USB drives because I was always handing them out to my friends. And Rod said, no. Google Drive.
Right.
Yeah, and just give them permission and they can see it.
You know the best thing about Google Drive? They are not even checking to see if shit is copyrighted.
Oh, I would be in jail right now if they were looking for that.
No, they're not.
I'd be in a lot of trouble.
Between them and Dropbox, I would be under the jail. friend like, hey, you want Dark Knight? Yeah, you want Dark Knight Rises too? Yeah, I got White House down. You can have it all.
Yeah.
It would be there in like 2 hours.
I'll put an email out. Hey, guys, got a great bootleg of the new Superman movie. You got to check it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
He recently sent me a copy of The Wolverine. Which,
that was a good one, too.
I know.
Yeah,
it was.
Screen to drop for that.
Here's the thing. For people that have listened to Spoiled Movie Reviews, they know that I felt insulted by The Wolverine in a way that I have not felt insulted by a movie in a long time, even though I did want to like it. I clicked on it just to see the quality of the bootleg because I was just like, fuck it. You know, like, it's a good quality bootleg. You don't see that often. If he's saying it's the best quality ever, I have to at least click on it to be disgusted with myself again. So I did that. But those are the people on the show today. We have a lot of topics. Like, it's been 2 weeks, so a lot of news broke. We'll try to cover some of it faster than others. But first things first, we should probably get to what everybody's here for. I got an email and Gmail for our show.
Oh, snap.
That's what everybody's here for, right? No? Okay. Anyway, I did get an email, though, about previous topics we talked about. This is from Daz. He said, yo, it's Daz. I'll get to it. Marvel has a new title, Mighty Avengers, which is a mostly black slash brown roster. The headliners are The Falcon, Luke Cage, Superior Spider-Man, and Monica Rambeau. What? Who? Oh, he says who? Exactly.
Okay, I must say that sounds about right.
Yeah, I don't know who that Monica Rambeau is or whatever. Rambo? I don't know how you pronounce that. Recently, there's a controversy online over variant cover of Mighty Avengers, issue number one, with Deadpool in a banana suit holding maracas. Name that early 2000s internet meme. Peanut butter jelly
peanut
time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah. Okay. Some say the cover is racist. Others say sometimes Deadpool in a banana suit is just Deadpool in a banana suit. I say it's the latter, and it's one of the kind of things that scares publishers from making such titles. Right now, Ultimate Spider-Man is the only title with an ethnic character as the headliner with 20 plus issues in. Sales still going somewhat strong. I just wanted to know what you guys' thoughts are on this. Would you buy this title, Race in Comics? Does race of a character affect your buying decisions? And was this email too long? All right, niggas. number one, I have not heard anything about Mighty Avengers. This is literally the first time I've heard anybody talk about it. Jamie, you heard about Mighty Avengers?
Yeah, I read a little bit. It's kind of bringing Luke Cage back.
Okay.
You know, the Superior Spider-Man, I'm not too huge of a fan of. Do you guys know the story behind that one?
Yeah, I read Superior Spider-Man. Basically, Doc Ock took over Peter Parker's body. And because of all his abilities and shit, he realized like, oh, I still need to be a vigilante who's stopping crime, but I'm gonna do it in a ruthless way.
Yeah, he kills people, which is different.
Definitely do. Yeah.
Spider-Man don't kill.
That was his number one thing.
Yes, your neighborhood friendly Spider-Man does not kill.
The first were good. The last two or three, I haven't liked so much. I'm still reading them. So
yeah, me too.
Not that bad that I put away, but the Ultimate Spider-Man is one that they're getting ready to cross over into
616
universe. So I think that might be a sign that the Ultimate Universe is coming to an end, which it was amazing when they first came out with it. Ultimate Spider-Man, Ultimate X-Men.
The Ultimates.
But, yeah. Oh, Ultimates were great. Not so much right now.
Yeah, not anymore.
So Miles Morales is going into 616, so we'll be interested to see how that
Now, the thing is, with the Mighty Avengers and stuff, I don't read any, as much as I'm, pro-black, black person, love black stuff, I don't read any comic book just because it's black. Like, no. It actually has to be worthwhile and interesting. I will give it a shot, though. I just didn't know that this comic book existed. I'll read it, but if it's not good, I'm not going to keep watching it because it's black. Like, I never collected Luke Cage comics because I thought that his shit wasn't that good. I never really collected Black Panther sometimes because it used to always get cheesy at like a few episodes in. It's like, what white dude wrote this that doesn't know anything about Africa? So, but I do love Ultimate Spider-Man right now because it's well thought out, really well drawn, and they're actually trying to do something different than just make a Peter Parker black clone. So I will definitely check out Mighty Avengers at some point. Now, as far as the racial overtones of Peanut Butter Jelly Time and shit, it doesn't seem racial to me, but I will say, I think you made a good point. This is the kind of stuff that would scare Marvel, DC, like companies away from making movies and comics about different races of characters, because honestly, a lot of the writers and stuff, they don't know shit about race like that. They're not really thinking about it when they draw these images. And the last thing they want is to offend a lot of people.
True.
Without really knowing why. You know?
Or understanding why.
Because that was one of the things that struck me about Ultimate Spider-Man, the Miles Morales version. If you get about six episodes in, they switch the artist for drawing it, and you can tell whoever took over did not know how to draw black people.
No,
like their facial expressions and like,
yeah, it just looked completely different. And then like four episodes later, they switched back on. And you can see that they were like, excuse us, we're sorry, ma'am, can you come back and please draw these black people? We don't know what we're doing.
And what I'm like, well, like, what was the difference? Just like, did they look boxed? Did they not look real?
For example, Miles Morales at the start of this is like 12 or something. When they take over, all of a sudden, some panels he looks like he's fucking 15. Some he looks like he's 25. Uh-oh. Some he looks like he's 10. You're like, who's drawing this? You know, like... Like, you got him looking like a grown-ass man in some of these panels, you know. And then also, I think, because of, you know, your racial disparity between, like, just different people drawing people and how you describe them, there's more emphasis on different parts of the body when you draw if you're, like, a white person or a black person. So, you know, black people, we look at, like, noses and lips and stuff. Right, and a lot of this you can find out through... If you've ever seen studies about police sketches and how they'll be like, oh, well, a man describes a person this way, a woman describes them that way, black person describes this way, skin tone, things of this nature. So I think a lot of it came down to that, where I could just look at it and go, yeah, who drew this shit? Cause Miles now looks like he should be fucking like working at Walmart or something. Like, he's way too fucking old.
They did make him grow up pretty fast in the
series. And then when she came back, he was a little bit back down to a kid again. And then they do like a little thing where they leap forward a couple years. And even still, he just looks 14, 15 now, as opposed to like, you know,
35.
Yeah. It should be a slight difference.
He was in elementary school, right? When it started.
Yeah. He was in a special, it might've been middle school or something, but it was like a special school. They started off with, like, he's going to be going basically to private school because he's so smart.
Which kind of allows for him to get in and out of, you know, the night and go out and avenge, crime and all that easier, because kind of hard to get out of your parents' room. And quick question. How do you pronounce his sidekick's name? The kid?
Ganky. Ganky. G-A-N-K-E.
Yeah.
I've just been pronouncing it Gank.
That's what I've been saying in my head, too. Yeah. Sure. That's one of those things, like, you go and see it in a movie eventually, and you go, whoa, I was way off.
Right. Somebody would be like, and here is my friend, Giyanki. Yeah. Like,
that's the correct pronunciation.
Well, like, then, sir.
Like, Thor was a good wake-up. I was like, oh, that's how you pronounce the hand. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, that J is silent.
Yeah. It's like Django.
Yeah.
I mean, thanks for the email, Daz, and we'll see, man. I'm gonna check out that comic book series. I wasn't going to before, so I'll at least see what it's doing. But you know, the other thing I meant to bring up, this is the reason that I think people need to stop pushing Marvel to make a Black Panther film until they actually have an actor that they feel can do the part, and they have a director that they feel will give it some type of credence. Because the only thing worse than having no Black Panther film at all
is a bad one.
Is one where people go, this is racist.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. But who would you cast for Black Panther? I've said the guy that I can't remember his name, but in Blood Diamond.
Digimon Hansu.
I think that's the first that comes to my mind for Black
Panther. Well, he is African descent. Like, I think the way I'm looking at it is, you either want to go someone who is African, so they kind of understand, you know, like, it's not just an American person doing a African, like, accent.
Yeah.
I can't hear the King of Wakanda with either no African accent, or if he had a bad African accent.
Right.
I'd lose interest immediately. I'd say, okay, that's it. I'm out.
Yeah. So that's part of it. My personal choice, though, is, the guy who played Jackie Robinson in 42. I just like his scowl, man. It's so like, cause like a lot of people, if they follow Black Panther, like a big part of his character is like, I am so sick of these white people. Like, that is his whole, like, like, he shows up, he's kind of aloof and annoyed, and he's like, Tony Stark, that's cool that you've been working on that cool story, bro. I've already solved this problem. Cause I'm actually smarter than you guys. And, I actually don't have time for this shit. I just want to go back to Wakanda and run shit like I always do. And I liked the attitude of the dude in 42, because he had a lot of, I'm sick of these white people faces. And I was like, I can see that, you know,
So that means he's going to have the mask off a whole lot if he's going to use his sick of white people
face. Yeah, because they always do in these movies. Like, nobody stays in these fucking masks anymore, man. No. It was like Tony Stark's out of the Iron Man suit. Captain America's, you know, hanging out in regular clothes most of the movie. So it, I just need a dude that can make that face and give me that scowl. And maybe you don't have to make him talk a lot, honestly. And, maybe one or two, like, I hate white people speeches. And I'm good.
So, and you'll know if they're white, if the writer is white or black, I'm guessing, when they give the I hate white people
speech. Yeah.
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 I kind of dislike white people. Right. A white guy wrote that. I'm like, sick of these fucking white people.
Like, I need a pivotal scene where the big character arc for the Black Panther is not hating white people as much. You know? Like that part where he's like, actually, these white people are okay, and then I'm going back to Wakanda. Like,
but it can't end like we were talking about the '80s cop fun. You can't be like, I love white people,
right?
Yeah.
Hey guys, white people are my best friend. No, yeah. No, can't go that far. Like,
it has to end with like,
I hate them. Jump less.
Yeah, he's yes. Like, you know what, Captain America, I'm not gonna kill you, and don't ever come back to my country. Boom. Like, that's kind of his whole attitude. Is like, I'm reading Wolverine right now, and Wolverine lost his healing powers. So he's mortal. Supposedly he can be killed now, which I guess is
I hope a story arc that does not last very long.
I hate Wolverine with the ability to die.
Just a stupid virus too, or whatever. Yeah, killed. But it was good. He antagonized. He went in there and antagonized the Black Panther, and the Black Panther got the best of him.
Yes.
And Storm says it. She's like, he's going up against the best strategist in the world.
Yes.
So that's his. You know, he's as smart as he is cunning, and he's dangerous. And that's a dangerous, dangerous.
And I love that the Black Panther's attitude was like, man, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, stop. Like, his whole thing is just like, I know how white people are. Every time I show up, y'all own my land. I just want to have my land. And y'all can just stay the fuck out. That's all I'm asking. You already got the rest of the world. And then.
Is he dating Storm now?
Wolverine? He was. Wolverine was dating Storm.
I missed all that then.
I don't think they still are. And apparently she was married to the Black Panther.
Yeah, that I got.
And, when they broke up, he just said, anybody but Wolverine. And she must have said, fuck you.
It's kind of funny because that this true story, that's how my wife and I met, is she broke up with her then boyfriend and was like, who would piss him off more than anyone in the world? And my name was at the top of that list. The worst one night stand in my life because I got married a few years later. you get the idea.
Well, you know, it's hard to break things off sometimes, but, yeah, so anyway, racing comics, I understand, and I think it's difficult, and that's why I'm not rushing anyone to just start a Black Panther film, and I'm damn sure not wanting them to just throw Idris Elba at any black character in Marvel just because everybody...
He can't name for any role. Black person thought, you'd be like, he can't play everything.
I think he'd be a good Luke Cage.
Yeah, you know what? Who I would like to see is Luke Cage? The Rock.
Because
he big as shit. And he can act, and he's funny, you know. Like, yeah. I don't know. I just don't want to see, like, people throw Idris in there for just about anything. I think if I had to pick one role for him right now, I would like to see him do the Black Green Lantern.
Ooh, Hal Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, cause they don't really. Yeah.
Or Hal Jordan. What did I say? Hal Stewart.
You said Hal Stewart, but it's John Stewart. Isn't it John Stewart?
Yeah.
Yeah, John Stewart.
So I want a mix between a white and a black.
Light skin.
I want a white version of the Black Green Lantern.
Yeah.
please don't be a threatening Green Lantern.
Will Smith is the Green Lantern and shit.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. We love this guy. He doesn't cuss in his rap.
Yeah, yeah, it's John Jordan. Oh, okay,
great.
Kind of best of both worlds. But yeah, I can see him doing that role more than, and that's even a stretch. But I don't know. I just think people just name that dude for anything. Matter of fact, let's get into it. People named him after, the casting was announced for Batman in the new Batman versus Superman movie coming out in 2015. They announced that it was going to be Ben Affleck, which I was not very much a fan of at the time.
Man,
that I heard it.
People lost their shit.
I lost mine.
My Twitter timeline for like the 3 days, 4 days in a row. Was Ben Affleck jokes, fuck Ben Affleck, he's the worst.
There's been all the memes, but Zack Snyder, for the most part, gave his middle finger to the internet community and said, this is it. You know,
yeah.
The fanboys are a fickle bunch of people. We have to be pleased, and we never are.
Yeah, if you're gonna make a choice like this, you do have to say fuck the internet, because you can't. There's no, like, it would be, only thing that would be worse is if they backed out right now. And we're like, actually, guys, shit, we didn't know you guys were going to be mad.
By popular demand, here comes Brolin.
Right. Yeah. We just changed it.
Or you could, like, we really, hey, we got Ben Affleck as Batman and Matt Damon's coming in as Robin. Like, let's go. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, so, I did get a lot of people when I was saying that I didn't like this choice and this is why the movies get fucked up. People were like, yeah, this would be the perfect time to go to Idris Elba. I was like, as Batman, man, fuck you. No. You're part of the problem. Like, I'm not, like, the thing that's funny is what got me off of the side of, like, fuck Ben Affleck. I hope he never gets his part and I don't want him to be in this movie was other nerds being so fucking mad about it. And they went far. Like, there was a petition online to like change.org to get Ben Affleck not to be Batman.
We're going to pay anyway. It doesn't matter. It could be Ben Affleck. It could be anybody. Yeah. I'm still going to pay to see the movie.
Opening night, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there. If it's at 10, I'll be there at 10. If it's 12:01, I'll be there at 12:01. I've done it for all the good ones that came out.
Yep.
Watch that.
Dang it. You know what? And that's one. I know Roger keeps saying I'm a nerd. But
you are, Karen.
I'm not angry like that.
I'm not angry either.
I'm not going to.
Well, sometimes.
I'm not going to fuss and then give you my money, too.
Yeah, it's just funny because, like, I've heard there were death threats and shit thrown around. Like,
wow.
What the fuck? It made me completely calm down because I was like, no, I'm not that mad.
Well, come remember, on, they did that with Heath Ledger. You know, yeah. I was upset about him as, you know, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days or whatever that one movie was that he was in. He did all those romantic comedies. So this is going to be a terrible Joker. This is over. You know?
Yeah.
Now, not to say that Affleck can channel that deep and kind of do that level of a role, but we've been surprised before
because he played Daredevil. That shit was horrible.
Yeah,
but was it? I don't know if it was horrible because of Ben Affleck.
I don't think it was.
You know,
it was still bad.
His now wife, what's her name? The assassin, Elektra.
Yeah,
she was awful.
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, and what's his name as Bullseye was awful.
Yeah,
but you know, he played a good, dark, brooding hero who, you know, he had the duplicity thing going on.
Like, now
I'm the lawyer. I'm Daredevil.
And now I won't lie. I see it the opposite. I think the only good part of that movie is Colin Farrell being on 20 as Bullseye. Like, I don't know what made him commit to that role so hard because everyone else was kind of mailing it in. Like, hey, let's just calm down. We might get a sequel. And Colin Farrell's like, fuck this. This is a career making role. I'm going to make Bullseye the craziest psycho ever.
Well, he is in the comics. I mean, he is a crazy, crazy son of a bitch. And he's in the Daredevil right now. They just had him come back. I don't know. They brought him back to life. He is just psycho.
He really played it like he read the comics and said, I'm going to do this shit. And it didn't fit the tone of the movie at all, but I appreciated his effort. I did not like, Affleck as Matt Murdock, but at the same time, it didn't bother me. I think that's the thing about Affleck that I would say about his acting in general is that it's always passable, but it's never
greatness.
Yeah, it's never great to me. Like, I don't have any role. Like, even people that try to bring up, well, because I was like, yeah, I just don't think he's that good an actor. And people were like, well, have you seen The Town? Have you seen Argo? I was like, yes. I don't think it's because of his acting.
No.
I think he's a great director.
And in The Town, like, I don't want a South Boston Batman. Yo, Superman, you chowed ahead. Get down here. Hey, what are you doing?
Commissioner God.
Yeah, oh, how you like them apples?
Oh, Commissioner. Oh.
Yes, yeah. We all about these Phillies. Oh.
So I
feel like we kind of went into Italian on that, but you guys get it.
Yeah,
I said I took too far, my bad.
No, I did too. But yeah, I do feel like he's gonna, I don't think he would play it that way. I just think that, hopefully, it's Chris Nolan, Zack Snyder. They will write and direct around the idea of Ben Affleck being Batman, and it'll be fine because that's what they do. Like,
yeah.
Even, and I was one of those people that never doubted for a second that Heath Ledger would be a good Joker, but it's only because Chris Nolan is so fucking good at directing. It didn't even cross my mind that he could fail. Like,
but how much did Nolan really do with Superman? Like, he was signed on, I feel like, just for, like, let's get money raised and, you know.
Producing.
Yeah, my name is Chris Nolan. But they do have Mark Miller advising, or Frank Miller advising on this one, which his, you know, past with the Batman graphic novels, Year One, and the Dark Knight Returns. Which is what they quoted at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
When they did that little scene where the guy came out who does the voice of Batman in the movie.
Yeah.
Which is actually a black guy. And yeah. he said, you know, in short, Clark, you'll remember this for years, my hand around your neck, you know, I beat you.
Yes, that, it was so good.
So that I'm kind of excited about.
Now, that Year One, I don't think I read the comic, but we watched, like, the anime of Year One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was literally one of the best animes I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Although the Flashpoint that they just came out with, if
was
you haven't
really
seen
good
that,
too.
Yeah, that was,
yes.
That was,
yeah.
But it's, not to get off topic.
That's fine. DC cartoon movies are great.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah. Really well.
If they could translate that into live action consistently, I think they jump ahead of Marvel. But it's just really hard to do, apparently.
The one with him and Robin,
Red Hood.
That one was one of my favorites too.
Well, they're darker. They take the Batman graphic novels are dark.
Yeah, because people died. I was like, oh shit, we dying in this one. Lord, that's what we doing today. No.
Marvel's like a happy place.
Yeah,
like,
we got no sunshine. It was you gonna die. Yeah.
DC's darker.
So I will say this though, I stand 100% firmly behind the idea that I don't think Ben Affleck is necessarily gonna bring a lot to the role, because he just doesn't do that in general. That's just nice. Like, Christian Bale was kind of a godsend to me, because he's a dude that is a fucking obsessive method acting psycho. Like he's just fucking crazy. Like, every role he takes, it's always 100% commitment. And I think Ben Affleck never does that.
No, I think you're right there.
So, you know, I think we had the bar raised, and maybe it gave us kind of, well, it definitely gave me some unfair expectations from the next casting. 'Cause it was like, I want someone that I feel is going to be really, really committed to the role. And I understand that apparently Affleck reads comics and all that stuff, so he would at least know the material. But I was like, did he read comics for Daredevil? Like, he didn't know that movie was getting fucked up halfway through.
No, if you read comics for Daredevil, you would have stopped that mid-production. You said, fuck, I'm out.
Right. What is this shit?
I'm going to go make Geely or whatever.
Right. Like, hold on.
See you guys later.
Like, he would just walk in the room. Who's Kingpin? Yeah, take my fucking script. I'm out. Bye, guys.
I thought that Kingpin, I thought he did a good job.
Nah, he did.
I thought that. And the end fight was pretty good when he kicked out the knees. I thought that was that was all right.
Yeah. What a crazy ass movie.
Do you think that they will actually adjust and make changes so that the character, he fits the character when they film, just so?
Yes, they will. I know they will, because the thing is, it's not just Nolan as producer making money. Supposedly, he's got a lot of hands on some of the creative choices. And especially if they're trying to merge it with Batman, I feel like, put it this way, until it goes wrong, I'm going to say any project involving Christopher Nolan, I'm not going to question.
Nah, Nolan we trust.
True.
He so far.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah. I need him to fucking do something bad. And then I'll be like, okay, now we can question. But until then, and the thing is, like, even when I was angry about hearing this casting news, I was telling people, like, at the end of the day, though, I'm still hopeful and I'm thankful that we live in an era where people are taking these movies seriously. 'Cause I grew up when a comic book movie, man, that shit just meant you were getting a B-level TV actor.
You're getting tights.
Right. It might not go to the theater. It might be straight to TV, like the Spider-Man movie, the Nick Fury movie. It was one of those things where, like, people didn't take our shit serious. So now it's kind of crazy that you fast forward 20 years and we're arguing, like, is Ben Affleck big enough to be Batman? You know, like,
it's a billion-dollar enterprise now.
Yep.
If they can pull
a lot
off
of money.
So this is the intro to Justice League.
Yep.
You know, and you screw this up, by the time Justice League comes out, you'll be on wave 3 of Marvel Universe. You'll be on Avengers 3. You know, Iron Man 7, if they pay him enough money, whatever. And they'll be in the universe, and they'll have all these new scripts introduced. So don't screw this up, because if you do, you burned, let's see, one Superman before, you've burned one Green Lantern.
Yeah.
The Superman was good. It wasn't
Green
great.
Lantern was, yeah. That shit looked so bad. By the way, I was like, I'm not going to see it.
I can't be unbiased. I love this Superman, but because, I feel like, the other four or five Superman movies I watched were all pussy Superman.
Yes.
And they owed me a film, and I feel like the debt has been paid. I wanted my Super Saiyan Superman. I got that.
You did get a Super Saiyan Superman. The fight scenes where they're just crashing through and yeah. all over.
That's what the comics do.
Yeah, my jaw was on the floor. Like, those were some great fight scenes.
The only thing that could have been better is if at some point he just leveled up. And
his hair turned gold.
Oh my god, he just hit power level 10,000. This is impossible.
His hair turned gold.
Everybody watching for 30 seconds goes,
yeah, they just keep.
This is impossible.
Oh, they come in.
They cut the Lois Lane's face. Then they cut the Jenny Olsen's face.
And everybody's doing the same.
And then
thing.
They cut the Krillin. And you're like, what?
Oh, there's a little bald guy sitting over there.
Where did you come from?
You haven't been. Yeah, you haven't been a real character since Cell. Get the hell out of here.
Right.
Where's Gohan?
We don't want you anymore.
Yeah. All of a sudden, somebody calls him Kakarot.
He's Kryptonian level 3. It's impossible. His hair gets really long and he gets a big. Yeah, that one could go on and on.
Oh, man. Yeah.
See, Frieza.
You haven't even seen my final form. Like, come on, Frieza, how many forms do you have?
We're yes.
13.
Zod's like, listen, Kakarot. We don't have to.
I haven't been in greatness. I'd have lost my mind. It's called Dragon Ball Z, too. This is too much.
Yeah, I enjoyed that movie. And I'm assuming, we'll get a good plot and stuff in the second one involving Batman. Although, on the business side of this, what I've been hearing is that DC is kind of scared because WB still hasn't necessarily broken even on Man of Steel. And someone gave me these numbers online, and you never know anymore.
Well, if it's online, it's got to be true.
Right. You never know anymore with the numbers because it feels like people, when they dislike a film, they can just bring up certain numbers and be like, it didn't do well. And then when they do, it's like, it's fine. But someone was telling me it needed to make like $750 million to break even, and even internationally it's like at 600 and something. So they think they're scared to make Man of Steel 2, so they're gonna do Batman versus Superman because that will bring in people who like Batman, and in addition to people that like Superman. My question is this though. Who liked Batman that didn't go see Superman?
Ain't that the truth?
Like, is there like this big constituent of people who are like, I enjoyed The Dark Knight, but I didn't go watch Man of Steel? Not that I'm saying people wouldn't do that,
That's true.
I'm wondering if there's a big group because, the Nolan trilogy, I think everybody went to go see.
Oh, everyone. You didn't have to be a comic book guy to like the Nolan trilogy, but Superman, you kind of have to be, I guess, a little bit more of a nerd.
And plus, the problem with Man of Steel isn't Man of Steel. It's the five movies before Man of Steel that were really up and down, that last Superman movie, the emo baby daddy Superman.
That was some bullshit.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah, you want to see Superman fight, not roll around on a rock, which made absolutely no sense. I'm going to take a tangent. Why would he shoot that missile into the water when he's got a helicopter? He could have just flown over, dropped it, and then flown away.
Doesn't even make sense.
But they steal a missile. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, also, I don't understand how one rock of kryptonite can make Superman have to lay on the ground and take a two-hour nap until someone moves it. But this motherfucker can throw an island of kryptonite into fucking space.
That's a good point.
Good God, man. I'm like, do y'all even read these books or y'all just assholes?
Mm-hmm.
No, assholes. Yeah. I mean, he flew like for 30 seconds of the movie. Did he use his powers? He had one cool landing on a rock of kryptonite.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Threw like one punch the whole fucking movie, man. What a terrible. I hate that movie.
Yeah, that movie was awful.
The coolest thing about that movie is that little kid throwing a piano into a henchman.
They don't even like utilize it anymore. Like, hey,
right. No, they don't.
Just, like, one thing in essay.
Yeah, did they not like take, watch the viewer levels and responses? Like, we're bored. Hey, I like that. Okay. Let's move on past the stuff they like.
Let's get back to him having an asthma attack. So, this is too much.
We got
to
get Superman in court for child payments because he's 5 years behind right now.
Yeah.
Superman 2. Superman's a worthless dad.
Yeah.
Superman, my baby daddy. Yeah. Lois Lane.
Yeah. Like I said, they took the petition off. There were death threats about it, which is just
not
fucking
that serious.
It's a movie, people.
Like, yes, death a movie. Threats?
Like, what do you think they would do? Like, knowing like technology now, they're like, hey, somebody killed Ben Affleck, so we're going to superimpose him in everything.
Yeah.
And then just take clips from all of his previous movies. And, hey, you like apples? I'm like, oh, shit, man, get out of there.
And the thing that's funny is they actually made the petition, not just change.org, they did one to the White House.
Who's supposed to care at the White House? We got...
See, this is why
real
I had
issues and need to pass laws and right. shit like that. And y'all talking, hey, we concerned about Batman.
This right. is why I had to chill out.
And this is why people look at them angry nerds and roll their motherfucking eyes like, God damn.
Yeah.
Well, angry nerds is just, we're behind the scenes. Like, we're on the internet. We'll never march or get out of our houses.
Right.
Like, so no one's going to stand in front and hold picket signs.
Okay.
Like, we'll send emails in all capital letters with a lot of exclamation points. And
so that you know we're serious yeah, while we're eating pizza.
But if they were, like, mobilizing, get out on the White House front lawn, oh, no, man. My mom won't let me out past 7. I've got to stay in this basement.
I
can send my robot out there. Me physically? My I'm not going.
I seriously hope that all this backlash just makes Ben Affleck actually take this role. Really seriously and get yeah. really into it and prove everybody wrong.
I think he will.
So I'm on that bandwagon now, man. Cause like I said, I was disappointed, man. And then, like I said, once you see people talking about death threats and writing the White House, it's one of those times where you have to look at the bus you're on and you look around and go, why is everybody wearing KKK hats? I need to get off this bus. You know, I'm off the bus, man. Do it, Ben Affleck. Good job. I looked on the bus and I said, I'm not ready to kill anyone or march on the White House. I'm going to walk away from this.
Yeah, I've got better things to do. I haven't had a job in 6 months.
Right.
Damn
like,
it.
You know what? I like vagina. Yeah. And it calms me.
I've heard good things about it when it's not in front of me on my computer screen.
In times of need, I'm able to calm down with it.
So can we talk about like just what his strengths would be? Will he be a good Bruce Wayne? I mean, what's he going to be like, Cape and Cal?
Yeah, here's my guess, or not guess, here's what I would like to see. Actually, it kind of reminds me of the Superior Spider-Man thing, or the Spider-Man thing. I would really like to see them just approach it differently. The reason I like Amazing Spider-Man is because they actually took a different approach instead of trying to just redo what Sam Raimi's done. I would like to see them take this Batman and maybe make him more of a detective, more grizzled, more of a mentor kind of, and kind of just being a dick overall, because I like him the best in the Justice League fiction when he's being a dick to people who are way more powerful than him.
Yeah, he's got the contingency plan for everybody. Right. You know, I'm ready to take all of you all out in a heartbeat. But that's what Frank Miller said, or Zack Snyder said. We're going to have an older... seasoned Batman who is bitter from his years of, you know, scars and being a crime fighter versus a young, naive, you know, Clark Kent.
Yeah.
So he can bring that.
And I feel like Affleck, because people were saying this a lot on Twitter, which I didn't agree with, but they were like, listen, the only thing that Affleck knows how to do is play a Bostonian and an asshole. And Batman is neither. And I was like, Batman is an asshole.
Yeah, he is a royal asshole.
Yeah, like that kind of gave me hope. Like, well, no, Batman being an asshole, I could totally see Affleck just mm-hmm. taking a role with that sneer and kind of being disgusted with all the other superheroes. I could be cool with that. But like,
flip the switch and be charming billionaire Bruce Wayne.
Right.
Which that'd be like casting... You know, guys, if he's always an asshole, great, but I need a believable Bruce Wayne
as
well.
True.
That was what I was going to say, Jamie, when you first asked it. I would approach it like they do with a lot of the Justice League movies. Just don't have him be Bruce Wayne that much.
That's what I thought they would do if they just went into the Justice League. You know, they do the backstories. Like, don't do Bruce Wayne. He's only Cape and Cal Batman.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Limited. You know, like, because in Justice League... Fuck. What's the one where they find Batman's protocols to kill all the good guys?
Tower of Crisis. Or the Tower of Babel. Yeah.
Okay. In the cartoon movie version of that, I think it's called Doom or something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of skip over. It's like he's Bruce Wayne, but every time he's Bruce Wayne, he's by himself. He's mourning his parents, and then Bane pops out of like. The grave of his parents and beats his ass and throw him in there, like shit like that, where it's like, okay, he was not Bruce Wayne that long and he didn't have to pretend to be anything because he's not around people. I could see them doing something like that if and only if Ben Affleck is a terrible Bruce Wayne.
If they do that, you know, a Hulk, we had three different actors. We finally got a good one. But they've said that you're not getting a new Hulk movie.
Like, right.
We're just going to keep him in a support piece. You screw up Batman. He's the strength. He's the foundation of this right now. The movie industry and the film, we like him. Superman, you've got one. What do you do next? You got till 2017 for a Justice League movie.
Yeah, do you think they'll do more Batman movies with Ben Affleck?
Not, I don't. If he kills it in this one, maybe. Yes. But
and if he doesn't,
to say you're going to replace Christian Bale's Batman, it's heresy.
Very difficult to do.
It's going
to
be real hard for that next
pissed off fanboys now. But to Leany Girl's credit on here, she said they marketed a Superman movie to me at Crash and Burn. You can't make a movie dedicated to the real fans. Like, no one else would understand it. You'd make $36,000, and that would be it.
I would love to see, like, and I've said this before. I think the next version of Batman, I would love to see the Detective Batman. Just, you know, some cool, crazy gadgets and everything, but a lot more of the kind of figuring out, like, what's the next move for these bad guys? Like, how do we get ahead of these guys? How do we figure something out? And maybe this will be a good opportunity, especially if he's going to be older and grizzled and, like, more experienced, because the Batman in Nolan's films, as cool as he is kind of naive to a lot of shit, where it's like, I don't know nothing about no formulas. Lucius, what's going on with this? You know,
keeping his job.
And then the Batman in the comic books and a lot of fiction that, you know, fans grew up reading, he's supremely like into shit like that, where he's like, oh, I found this. I fought Clayface, and then I found this one piece of clay. I'm going to put it in this thing. I'm going to bring it back. Look at this shit in the microscope. Find out where this element comes from. Oh, it's using paint chips from a now defunct factory that is only in one section of town,
and we know
that's his hideout.
Well, that's the Adam West Batman. That was the let's put this in the bat computer. Yeah. Hey, it just said that it was made at 123.
And y'all know, I'm thinking about something. Who would they get to play Alfred? Because Alfred is like the best Alfred ever. I know, jokes aside.
Yeah, what do you do about Alfred?
This was real when he was crying.
If you have Alfred, you're going too far into the Batman story.
Yeah.
I don't think you should get into all of that. So, the way somebody asked earlier, like, what the script would be like. If it's anything like the movie and the comics that came out, Dark Knight Returns 2, you know, somebody says, hey, guys, Batman's out of control. Send in the Boy
Superman.
Scout.
Yeah.
And go in there and fight. And that's when you could see that thinking five moves ahead. Like, I've anticipated Superman. I know where, because how's he going to fight Superman? You got to outthink him.
I kind of hope this is the okie doke that they use in, well, all comic book fans probably are used to this. I kind of hope this is the okie doke where they go, these two dudes are going to fight, and then they don't. Like, they fight for 5 minutes, and then they go, it's not us that should be fighting. We should be fighting crime. Yeah. And then they go off and become friends. Like, I kind of don't want this to be like,
the real enemy is drugs. Let's start a war on drugs. Don't do drugs, kids.
Right. I hope it's more of that than fucking Ben Affleck versus Cable for fucking 2 hours.
They got to fight, because if they bring them together,
then
there has to be a common foe if they come together.
Yeah.
So now you got two people. Now, who is going to be the common foe? Because you would have to be an introduction to Darkseid or whomever it's going to be.
Maybe Lex Luthor even be in this one. Like,
if they have Lex Luthor, my theory, and my buddy Jamie Naughton said something similar to this, is they find the suit that, what's his name, wore? Zod wore.
Zod.
And he puts that together, and then Luther's in his suit. But there's a
clip. I think they should find the crash site for the ship, because in Men of Steel, the ship was the thing that made him weak. The environment, the Kryptonian environment in the ship, because he wasn't used to it. I say they like find a piece of the ship, or like the heart, the drive of the ship, or something like that, and use that against, you know, to weaken Superman or something. Like, I don't know, something like that.
So it's gonna be society plus Superman, or society plus Batman going against the other. Like,
That's what I think.
Somebody's got to be the big scare to some reason.
I really think they'll flip it to where Batman's the one. Like, dude, you fucking destroy half a city. No.
Yeah,
can't be doing this.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
A whole city was threatened with a nuclear bomb. You flew it off over the. Do you know what you did to the natural habitat? Like, fish are dead.
Right. I would love to see them both just being dicks to each other. Like, you fucking blew up Metropolis. Yeah, well, you fucking blew up the entire Eastern Seaboard. Yeah, how about that?
Well, one person. You brought a whole gang. That you put police underground for 3 months. They are pissed off. Right? Have you seen one angry cop? You got a whole force.
Yeah, I can rebuild Metropolis in a half an hour.
Yeah, like, all right. Yeah, who are we going to go after? Batman. Yeah, right. Yeah, screw that guy.
That would be awesome. Yeah. All right. Eminem dropped a new song, and everybody's excited about it. But they're more excited about the fact that it's tied to a Call of Duty game.
Okay.
And I feel like that's the only time Eminem drops new music anymore is Call of Duty comes out and then Eminem's like, oh yeah, I need an album. But let me play some of this. I haven't even heard it yet.
Me either.
It's called Survival. Let's see if this makes me want to kill people. What? This is not helping, Eminem. I don't even talk about it. I want to hear the song. Oh, here it is in the actual commercial. All right, cool. I will put this into the chat also. Yeah, I'm clearly gonna have to buy that.
I like that
now.
Beat.
So you like the game because of the what you saw, or because of the music?
Because of music. I'm not even that big into Call of Duty anymore. But you play some Eminem over motherfuckers getting killed, and I have to purchase whatever that. It's like when you hear Jay-Z in a movie trailer, and you just go, I guess I'll watch Great Gatsby. And like, what the fuck, Great Gatsby got to do with Jay-Z?
He killed it in Great Gatsby, him and Lana Del Rey. So I just watched it again today.
Oh, okay. I haven't even, you know, that's the thing. Like, you just get that feeling where you like, are they really going to play this Kanye West song over this track? Over this trailer, I got to go see this movie. That's how I feel about Eminem and Call of Duty. I was not planning on getting this game. I watched 53 seconds of his music over Call of Duty people killing each other. And I have to have it. So
it'll get you angry. I mean, then that's kind of what you want. Because when you're playing Call of Duty, there's nothing but a bunch of racist 13-year-olds screaming at you.
Yep.
I could use some Eminem.
It does make you feel like Eminem is going to be rapping with you while you're playing the game, even though that's not going to happen.
No, well,
he's
not.
Like your co-pilot. Like, he's sitting there playing it with
you.
He feels your pain when you get fragged. And,
he's just sitting in a house freestyling with a mic and a karaoke machine.
Yeah, Eminem comes with every game.
Jamie already talked about this, but Miles Morales is headed to the Marvel Universe.
It's our time now.
Rated M for mature.
Let's get.
And this article decided to play this.
I was like, it is. Clip. It's our time now. What time is it?
Thanks for playing that clip in the middle of my fucking talk, dick face. Apparently, Miles Morales is definitely headed to the 616, which is Marvel's main universe, and I'm hoping. And look, nobody tell me that's not possible. I don't want to hear it. This is my hope. Let me be disappointed when it happens, all right? Andy Garfield is getting old. He says he does not want to do more than 3 Amazing Spider-Man movies. He said it'll be weird if he's like fucking 40 being Spider-Man. And I said, okay, I get that. I really hope that in the third one, he dies. And after the credits, we get introduced to Miles Morales, man. I would love to fucking see that.
That would be so neat.
You can't, if they keep the storyline, they have to retell it if they recast it. That was why you had to get the backstory again with the Ben Parker. I could see it happening.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it. I don't want a third Spider-Man. Like, how many times can you be Peter Parker? I think Miles Morales would be, he's got different abilities too, because he can cloak and he can shock. Like, good. Now, we know what web slingers are like natural. We know what they are like machine. Let me see somebody new.
Yeah, really? I'd love to see it, man. I wish they could start filming it now, though, because I feel like Jaden Smith is the right age to play it, but he won't be by the time they fucking do do it in like 5 years.
They have like 30-year-olds play high school students all the time in the show. Like,
oh yeah, that's true. I guess it depends on what he looks like.
Yeah. Because then, you know, since everybody criticized him so much, he could actually be out of the age and actually play a teenager. Because he actually was a teenager in the movie him and Will Smith did. And everybody said, oh, you're a bad acting teenager. Fuck, he's a teenager. He's not a 35-year-old playing a teenager. He's a teenager.
Yeah, but I don't know. I would love to see him do Miles Morales. I actually don't care who plays the role necessarily. But for people that have been reading the comic, it's actually compelling. It's really good. So why not do that? All right, let me see what other articles we have. Got a bunch of shit here. I don't think this is that big of news. It's a quick hit, I guess. Christopher McQuarrie is confirmed to direct Mission Impossible 5. They're doing 5 missions. This will be the 5th Mission Impossible. What's funny, I think I like the last Mission Impossible the most of them all.
I do too.
Yeah.
How the fuck did those movies get better?
Well, the 2 and 3 were awful.
Which one is 3? Is that
3 was the rabbit's foot, I think.
Okay.
With the, what's that guy's name? I can never. The villain who was,
the blonde hair dude?
Yeah, the fat old white guy.
I actually like that one. Yeah, I like that one. I don't know why I like that one. I like that one.
I didn't like you never found out what the rabbit's foot was.
Yeah, you never did.
That had Lawrence Fishburne in it too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He does. I like Lawrence
Fishburne. I
liked him in Superman.
I like that the third one was a really impossible white man like movie. Like it got, like they even do the part where he dies basically. His girlfriend gives him CPR. He comes back to life. And immediately kills 2 people as if that's how CPR works. Like you were brain dead a couple seconds ago.
And now I feel great.
Right. You just jump up. You're like, I know who to shoot.
The only thing worse than that is if you're like taking a 5-hour energy and be like, I love 5-hour energy after I die.
Right.
Like, smile on camera and then jump up. It would have been just that.
5-hour energy would have busted that. Yes.
Yeah.
Cells are going through the roof.
It's like how every movie when they do the adrenaline needle. And they just put it in your heart and you immediately go, instead of thinking like, well, it will probably take a second.
Yeah, it's that 2 o'clock dead feeling now. Take a 5-hour energy. You'll be good to go. Impossible.
But I'm actually game for this, man, because I like the Mission Impossible series. As well, people know my favorite genre of movie is Impossible White Man. So the guy who did this directed Jack Reacher, Edge of Tomorrow, and Top Gun 2. So
Jack Reacher was pretty bad.
I love Jack Reacher.
Did you?
Oh, one of the best Impossible White Man movies.
So, all right, bring me up to speed since this is my first time. What's an Impossible White Man movie?
Impossible White Man movie is pretty much not any. It's an action movie where a person of very loosely defined skills with no superpowers takes on like impossible odds and overcomes them with action, you know, one-liners. And, killing a bunch of people.
Does this often involve, like, a montage where he goes from, like, the average Joe to all of a sudden, I'm the greatest sword fighter in the entire world?
Sometimes it does. Yeah.
Sometimes
it does. A lot of times they don't really do that because it's aloofly handled as some bullshit background. Like, for example, they'll be like, who's the guy that stopped that crime? And they'll be like, it's Jack Reacher. I'm like, Jack Reacher? Who the fuck is he? And they're like, you don't know who Jack Reacher is?
And then they go into that, Jack Reacher back in 1989. Yes. Off.
You know what? A prime example and one of the best Impossible White movies ever is Olympus Has Fallen.
Olympus Has Fallen?
Can I say Olympics? Oh, Lord.
I started watching it, but I didn't get very far into it.
Is
it worth finishing?
Yes, finish it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Very great Impossible White Man movie. But yeah, where they have the loose background where it's like, it says here he was dishonorably discharged from the military in 1985 after a covert op.
And then it all goes black after that.
Right. And then he went off the grid.
Yeah.
Like that kind of shit where you just like.
Yeah, like when the president goes, get me Jack Reacher.
Right.
Then, oh shit. Get him in here right now.
He's like, have you ever seen Taken?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great one.
That's a good. Yeah. Right, I see what you're saying.
Just loose set of skills. Not really. They don't really give you like any specific thing on his resume that tells you he can tando himself, but you just know.
But he can walk into a house with 30 well-armed, you know, Bosnian terrorists and,
yep.
and kill them all with what he finds as he's doing it.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, he can have the face crush of death.
Yeah, the loose skill MacGyver going in.
Yes.
There. All right.
Okay. I love it, man.
That's a good. All right. I understand.
So to me, Mission Impossible, the last one is the most, Impossible White Man of the Impossible White Man movies because, everything that's tech in that Mission Impossible last movie breaks.
Failed.
So it was really just him being impossible because it was like, these suction cups. You can put them on your arms. They'll help you climb to the top of this building in the middle of a desert, like, sandstorm. And he starts climbing, and then, like, one cup breaks. And you're like, oh, shit!
You have this impossible technology. We didn't test it, so yeah. we're sending it. So, guys, we got a tight budget now. We're outsourcing this one to Mexico.
Yes.
We're cutting back on labor. Yes.
Oh, guys, you're not going to want to hear about this, but we had the kids at the Nike shoe factory make these, and the suction cups are really hit or miss.
Yeah. the rubber's getting expensive, so we use plastic. It doesn't suck at all.
Yeah. But you're impossible. You'll figure it out. Yeah, and he does. So, but yeah, I'm game. I watch it. I didn't think it was huge news, but I was like, oh, this dude did Jack Reacher.
I'll be watching that.
It's a big come up for him.
Once you get up to five, you're into the self-sustaining. You can throw any sort of Fast and Furious at you, and you're like, I don't expect much, but they're still, whatever.
Yeah, Fast and Furious was my Impossible White group.
Fast and Furious. Yeah. It's Impossible White, like, team. Ensemble or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you say white, you're not necessarily.
Oh, you don't have to be white.
Right. Okay.
You don't even have to be a male.
You could be a female.
Yeah. You could be like a fucking young Hispanic kid if the movie's impossible. The genre's impossible. White man, but anyone can play. Angelina Jolie's played one. Mm-hmm. Will Smith played several.
Will Smith was played a lot. Arnold Schwarzenegger's probably played more than anybody else.
Denzel.
The Die Hard series.
Oh, that would be that's
yeah,
a really
that's Impossible
good.
White
Except
Man.
Except for the last Die Hard was just
oh,
awful.
God. It was, but here's the best thing about a good Impossible White Man movie, right? Even a bad Impossible White Man movie just gets bad because it becomes so fucking impossible that you check out. You know, like, really, 70-year-old Bruce Willis is like killing Russians with a handgun, jumping over helicopters,
taking them down with like a brick that he throws.
What material?
Hand me that brick right now.
So, like, in these bad Impossible White Man movies, there's always this moment where I have a switch in my head that goes from, oh, I'm going to have a really good time now. Like, they don't even care about what really might happen. They're just like, wouldn't it be cool if he hit that helicopter with a brick and his shit exploded? You're like, do it.
I can see the riders just sitting around smoking weed. The helicopter dude. And then a car. He drives the car up and he takes the helicopter out with his car, man. Yeah. Which he did do.
He did.
He drives a tank through the city, crushes cars, and nobody dies. And no charges are pressed against him.
Yeah, and then he just like walks off. He's like, you're out of line, chief. No, you're out of line, chief. Yeah. He like walks off, flicking off all.
You're
of
a real loose cannon, McCallahan.
Yeah, McGonagall. Yeah. You gotta get it together.
Yeah.
Is it the what were those movies with what's his name? He's like, you gotta ask yourself, do you feel lucky?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Like the Deadpool, Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood. I don't play by your rules. I play by my own rules, which is nobody's rules.
Right. That's right.
The one white cop who goes and can shoot everybody up.
Yeah, any minority that just happens to be running from him. It's getting a bullet, and it's not going to ever get questioned except by his chief, who he's just annoyed by. He's like, get the fuck out of my face, chief. I'm tired of this shit. I'm McCallahan, and I kill people.
I'm McCallahan.
Yeah.
Get off my ass.
Give me your badge, McCallahan.
I'll give you my gun. And then what was that movie with Samuel Jackson? He's like, yeah, you have my badge, but does that make me more dangerous or less dangerous?
Oh, was that? Shaft. Yes, Shaft.
Shaft.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's a good Impossible White Man movie, too. At least the remix is. The original one is like Blaxploitation, but this joint, the new one was straight up Impossible White Man.
Well, Christian Bale was in that one too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the bad guy. Yeah.
Racist
bad guy.
Yeah.
He played the man.
just the man?
He's just credited as the man.
He was just the angry rich white guy. Yeah. He was like, oh yeah, I've got to steal my mom's countless diamonds. Like, you don't have a diamond.
It's like, what role were you playing? It was actually the man, parentheses, white.
Yeah.
You can just check that out. I was an evil white dude. Speaking of movie news, Brad Pitt and Paramount apparently, I can't believe this because I didn't like this movie, but World War Z cracked $500 million.
Man, fuck that movie. That movie's terrible.
I haven't seen it, but I heard good things. People said they...
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. No? Did you know this is his highest grossing film?
Ever?
Ever.
More than 24? Or not 24. I saw somebody had asked about 24.
Yeah.
Fight Club.
More than Fight Club. More than anything he's done. That's more unbelievable to me because I didn't really like this film, but he's tried several action movies and stuff. This is the first one he crossed the 500 million mark.
Get a sequel to this?
I don't know. I don't know what this means. I just don't know anything about
it. I hope not. I do not like that. You know, and I'm kind of agree with Roger, because see what they did. Remember we just went over the definition of impossible white man movies? People lied to Roger and told Roger that this movie was an impossible white man movie.
Yeah.
And it's not.
That, you know what? That's what it really is. I don't hate this movie as much as I hate people trying to say it was impossible white man when it's a science fiction movie, to be honest with you. And there's nothing wrong with a movie being science fiction. Just because you watch a movie doesn't mean it's impossible white man, guys. It's a certain genre, has to meet certain tropes. You know it when you feel it. You feel when you watch Olympus Has Fallen, you get that feeling like, oh yeah, this is impossible.
What about World? I Am Legend. He dies at the end.
So that can't be one.
Yeah,
so
you can't die. Or if you do die, you have to be brought back to life. By a hot chick.
It's got to be a hot chick.
Yeah.
Some unconventional method.
Right. I've seen, you know, variations on the brought back to life. There's the rip apart a lamp, take the cord from the lamp and use it to like shock you back to life or something.
A screaming woman who loves you that's just beating on your chest, screaming, "You can't, you can't!" And they're dead for 7 minutes, and all of a sudden they go.
Exactly. Yes.
Your love brought me back.
I will take that too. You know, anytime you have like a vision of them and that makes you live again.
Yeah, we give extra bonus points for love interest.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Did you guys know you can get your own Assassin's Creed Hidden Blade?
I hope it's fake. That's gonna be a lot of people cutting themselves up.
Right.
Don't know what the fuck they doing, flicking it out and shit.
Gonna be a bunch of like nerdy 13-year-olds walking around with band-aids all over their fingers.
Yeah, stabbing their friends and shit. I hope that's plastic.
Yeah, I can't think of a worse group to give this power to is nerds.
Some kid is gonna go scratch his nose or something and just shoot himself right in the eye.
Yeah, not paying attention. Please let this be plastic.
My favorite would be though, if it was real, I would love to have this for like when I just go out to eat and I'm like, waiter, the waiter's like, do you guys want a knife or anything? I'm just like, I got my own knife.
Oh, they called 911 so quick. Right. Like, Luke, he got a weapon.
That's what it'd be like. There's an angry black guy here that brought his own knife. if it was a white guy, they'd be like, what a creative way to cut your steak.
Right.
Yes, yes. Look at this. He must have been shopping at, you know, some fancy store.
Yeah.
Is that
a hidden blade from Assassin's Creed? That's awesome.
No, they'd be like, is that the newest knife from, Barnes? What's the one that, Crate and Barrel? Like, yes, I did get it from Crate. Oh, that's just great.
But, McFarlane Toys is making one that's $40 as a wearable accessory.
$40?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To flick plastic out?
Yeah, people can use it for like cosplay. You know, like they do at Comic-Con and stuff.
But you gotta make your own costumes to be legitimate.
That's what I thought.
Like if you go and get a store-bought costume, they're gonna look at you like, man, he's getting paid to be here by. Like the really hot girls that walk around in outfits that they have no idea who they're dressed as. if you're that hot, get out. We know you're not why you're here.
That is the worst.
Don't get me wrong. I like looking at it.
No. I love hot chicks. I just hate when they try to have like that opinion where they're like, and no one respects us at Comic-Con. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You didn't know who Harley Quinn was 2 weeks ago.
Because you're getting paid $45 an hour to be here. And then you get the hovering arm. Like you take the picture and the nerds can't be touching you.
Yes.
Like, we know why you're here. Get out.
Come on. Stop pretending like you're down. all right. Let's see what else we got. Grand Theft Auto has online play now. And it's going to turn Los Santos into a 16-player MMO. Sounds pretty cool, man.
MMO? What's that? Mass Market Online?
Mass Market Online.
Another MMORPG.
It's something like Massive Multiplayer Online or something like that. Mass Market Online.
I never played World of Warcraft, and I never knew. This will be my first massive online like community getting involved with. They say you can get a crew. And jobs and buy houses. I'm going to form a crew.
That's neat.
If anybody wants to join my crew, we're taking applications right now.
I already started mine. We're doing this Fast and Furious shit. I'm Dom. You can rob banks and shit. It's going to be great.
I'm definitely joining a gang now.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
I'm going to be a well-dressed gang, because I'm going to make sure I have, like, nice suits on and stuff.
And ties,
ties. Oh, definitely ties.
Yeah, we definitely going to have a dress code. I want to kick people out of my gang.
Yeah, matching shoes, good watches.
Also, I'm going to need a loose cannon. If anybody's looking for a loose cannon, I will join your gang as the loose cannon that always fucks up the job. So I feel like every gang should have that one dude who's like, I say we go in through the front door. You're like, what?
I called ahead, let them know we were coming.
Right.
What? Why did the hell did you do that?
That sounds like the junkie brother who's like, man, I got to. My mom said I got to take him out today.
Shooting shotguns in the middle of the bank, yelling out my government name and calling everybody else by their government name. Sterling Harrison, let's go, baby. Woo!
Rod, are we driving to 4212 to get to your house on Main Street?
Right.
Are we going to your mom's place at 329?
Right.
God damn it. Sorry for taking the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, I don't care. Right. Ella's not listening. So you can go ahead and get this, and I'm definitely going to be the loose cannon. Anybody that needs someone to botch a robbery, do something like hop out of a plane and parachute directly into the middle of
Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah.
The loose cannon is not going to be the guy that screws up. He's going to be the guy that's trying to multitask, like talk to his wife and play at the same time.
Oh, you're right.
He's going to be the one who's like, I told you I would take out the dishes. Oh, shit. I just pulled the trigger, didn't I? Like, oh, man.
This is everybody run. I shot the cop.
So the loose cannon is going to be the married guy, the guy that's got a relationship, or the guy that's trying to look at porn at the same time.
Right.
And, like, that's not going to work.
The computer's over here. Like, you're going to have to sign a waiver. I will off my computer. I will not. My wife is out of town. My phone is off.
Guys are going to
be jacking off while I'm playing.
Yeah, guys are going to be glitching and shit because they're downloading, like, torrents and shit. Like what are you doing, man?
Be walking all choppy into the bank. Like, what are you using your bandwidth up for? I told you to stop downloading that crap.
Why does your man keep spinning around in a circle? Oh, my bad.
Oh, my God. Jamie immediately sold and unsold me on this idea at the same time. I was completely on board shit, then it's like, oh, you're right, this will probably suck because 16 people who actually have their shit together is impossible to find.
I need to see your Google calendar is cleared off, like it's completely right. Empty for the time that we're going to be playing.
Oh man,
if I see you put a Facebook post, look, I just shot a guy in the head, lol, but he's not committed, get him out of our gang.
you gotta beat it.
Facebooking during gang hours, you're off, man.
Yes, tweeting, we're not taking it.
You're voted out of the club.
Yes, Instagramming, we're not trying to hear that.
Supposedly you're going to be able to buy property, make character tweaks, fill up your house and your garage with custom cars and shit. Like,
what is the hardcore Fable?
Kinda.
If I'm not mistaken, there's an achievement for having a house, a plane, and a car with car insurance.
You have to have good credit too. You have to be able to pay your bills.
If you get robbed
time.
And you don't have insurance, you don't have a car.
Oh, that's right, because it's a world full of fucking criminals.
So you can't just bring your phone up and dial in a cheat, and I can't get a Turismo in front of me and take off.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going to be paying Allstate and Geico and all these other folks, because you'd be like, wait a minute, my car got stolen. Shit, now I'm really without a car.
I got to get a job. My insurance is due, and I can't.
Yeah, I feel like I got to work.
This is getting a little too real world. Like, I got diabetes. Yeah. I've been eating terrible. Like, I got to get medical insurance, and Obamacare is not coming through.
Do they force you to get an annual tour? I got my blood pressure kind of high. I got to cut back on the pork today, y'all.
Sterling, what were you going to say?
No, I was just saying, I want to see how far it goes, because I also heard that, like, there will be banks in the game. You have to deposit your money in the bank. And if you're just walking outside and you get robbed, all that money's taken from you. So if you didn't deposit the money in the bank, it's gone.
Shit.
So before, when you get done with your crime spree, you got to go to the bank first, deposit your money. Okay, now let's go back and spend. We put 80% in. We're keeping 20% for ourselves. Make sure you got enough for a rainy day.
I want to see people deposit.
They got 401ks too then?
I'm making 6.5% on a self-directed IRA.
I want to be
this CD, man. I like that 2%. No, let's do.
I want to be the guy who robs his friend's bank after his friend makes a deposit. Like,
can you turn on your friends? Like, after you divvy up the money, and then you can rob your friend.
Yeah, it's 16 players at one time in a lobby, and from what it sounds like, you'll be able to be a cop or a robber.
Yeah,
so you can switch it up however you want. I'm more interested in going beyond the banks because they said you can invest in stocks. And you can buy properties and businesses. So I'm trying to do some insider trading in this bitch.
Ah.
I can go making real money.
So you're going to prop up the housing market and then let it artificially crash. Like, I'm too big to fail my 16-player community.
Be like, fuck yeah, I'm on an Apple, bitch.
Yo, I got that government bailout unlock. I am ready to go.
This shit is going to be like The Sims with guns. at some point. It's really gonna be like, yeah, man, I would go ball with you guys, but I gotta fucking take my Grand Theft Auto guy out. If I don't do some robbing, his robbing skills gonna go down. He was depressed yesterday.
He
so.
Was depressed. I gotta go get my medication. Like, I'm just and what's the?
I got hypertension.
What's the line to the bank gonna look like? Just a bunch of people who just pulled off a robbery. a bunch of guys with like shotguns covered in blood and bags of money.
It's gonna be like you robbed the bank and then you're back to deposit it. You know?
Hey, you're talking to the guy in front of you. Was that you on Second Street? Yeah, man. Was that you on Main? Yeah, that was me. Yeah, the cops almost got us because of you.
Yeah. Hey, man. Don't rob this one now. Okay, we're putting our money in here together. Yeah. I can't wait.
But we got joint accounts. You can't be robbing the same account.
I think we've already discussed this, but I know why it's new. Apparently, Xbox One Gold is going to allow limited sharing of games and digital games. The only reason that this is any type of a deal is that they announced this, they took it away, and now they're kind of giving it back. So
we told y'all that people fussed and complained, they stripped it down, but I was like, there's no way they invested all this into the next gen and just let it be the same generation. Like, I was like, they're gonna slowly allow you to do the shit that you should have been doing anyway, but they took it away because y'all cried and y'all complained and then turn around and write a petition now, well, we want it back, okay, after y'all fussed about it.
And the thing is, you'll be able to, like, say if I log in with Gold or whatever, and I have it on my Xbox, if you log in and you don't have Gold, you'll still have access to a lot of my Gold privileges. So
Yeah. You'll
still have multiplayer, DVR functionality.
If I give you one of my games.
No. I'm saying you come into my house, you log in on my Xbox as Jamie, he can now still play multiplayer, he can still go online, he can still use the DVR function, he can still use my apps, because right now they don't have that. If Jamie doesn't have Xbox Gold and he signs into my Xbox in my house, it limits what he can access because he didn't pay for those things. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, so it's like they want to make it a funner experience.
I guess you could say funner. Yeah, you know, it's more fun if, you know.
The best way to explain it right now, Xbox Live Gold and all the products are tied to gamer tags.
Right.
With the Xbox One, it's tied to the console. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what you own, as long as you're playing on the console, the person that owns that stuff, you get to use it too.
And
so
it's,
if you have silver and you come into somebody else's Xbox that has gold, you got it, a game, whatever, you can use it.
And it will be applied to digital games too. So you can log in as me on my console. I mean, as yourself on my console. And if I bought a digital game, you can still play it.
Oh, so it's kind of like AAA. I'm with you. You don't got AAA. I got AAA. I called in to pick your car. We all covered.
Yeah, you explained that way better than I did.
That's actually a damn good analogy.
With way less words.
Okay. No, because I was trying to make sense. I'm sorry.
That's why you're on the show.
So, Sony, with PlayStation, you can give game. Like, if I download a digital game and I want to give it to Karen, I can just board it to you, like, give it to you, and you take over?
I don't know what Sony's
or is it
sharing.
Just off the DVD, and that's that.
Well, right now is the DVD, but I don't know what Sony's sharing function is gonna be, because they've kind of kept a lot of it under lock and key.
Yeah, like, it hadn't really been public.
The specifics of what they're gonna do.
So it could very well not. It could be on the lines of Xbox. We just don't know yet.
We don't know.
Yeah. Xbox was the first to just say, "Hey, you know, this is what we're gonna do." So Sony, yeah, keep your mouth shut. Let's get some more fan base, and then we'll tell everybody that.
Yeah, I can't tell if Sony. Well, first of all, I think Sony is brilliant. I think their strategy involving the entire next generation console announcement to implementation has been way better than Xbox. And they, like, even at E3, when Xbox unveils, like, okay, this is what an Xbox 360 is and this is how much it costs, Sony heard that and was like, yeah, take the cameras off of our shit, lower the price $100, and we're gonna really go out here and wow people.
So they're like the dicks on Price is Right. They're like, I'll bet 1,000. I'll bet 1,001.
Right.
Like, shit.
Yes. And the thing is that a lot of people was like, yay, it's $100 less. But let's be honest. When you go in, you're gonna end up paying that extra $100 for the mic and the I thing that they took off their system.
Well,
you're not gonna go in there and not get it.
Well,
It's more. Mm-hmm. Like, I did the math. Supposedly, there's going to be a bundle with the PS Vita, so it comes to $500.
Mm-hmm.
If you want everything the Xbox One gives you out the box, which is the console, the camera, which both systems really rely around,
mm-hmm.
and a second screen experience, you need the PS Vita because they don't have an app like Xbox Smart Glass. Mm-hmm. So to get everything, it's at least $560 if the rumor is true, which is $60 more.
Mm-hmm.
Without it, you're looking at like $660. And if you just don't want the second screen experience and be able to take your games on the go like Sony wants you to,
mm-hmm.
you're looking at $560 because you still need to get the camera separately. Everything else is supposed to come with it.
So Sony just offers the bare bones experience, and then
yeah. Well, I will say this though, in Sony's kind of defense, the camera shit that they took off made a lot of the developers take off everything they were designing to work with the PlayStation Eye. So I don't think the PlayStation Eye is going to be essential like the Kinect will be for the Xbox because
them change their development.
Yeah. Now you might lose some functionality. You know, you're not going to be able to walk in and say PlayStation on and all that kind of cool shit that Xbox is promising. But you know, I mean, it depends on what you want because, you know, I think you're going to see a lot more Kinect integrated Xbox games since your mm-hmm. console has to have it.
Yeah, I disagree with that entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Sony literally just took the camera off the PlayStation mm-hmm. and marked the price down. The PlayStation 4 is still touted to come with Lightroom, which is their big feature that you can only use with the camera. They in no way reworked the OS, at least from what they've shown us, since they haven't shown us a lot of it, to be something different. Like, when they first showed it in February, they were like, hey, look, you're going to need this camera. You're going to be able to do shit with your controller. You'll be able to do different split-screen support, all that shit. And the biggest way I can tell is both systems have 8 gigabytes of RAM. The Xbox One takes up 3 gigs for the OS, which is actually 3 different OSs tied into one.
Mm-hmm.
The PS4 takes 3.5 gigabytes. But they're not really telling you what it does yet. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling it did a whole lot of shit with that camera, and they're just not talking about it anymore because it's not coming standard with the system.
Oh, no, I believe you. I believe you, and I agree. What I'm saying is not PlayStation, the developers, like the people who are making games, they're going to start cutting that shit out of their game. Like, you know, it's a difference. Like, if you knew that every game's coming with Kinect, every console's coming with a Kinect, you're like, oh, let's build some Kinect functionality into Mortal Kombat or some shit, right?
Yeah.
But if I knew, like, well, only 20% of people are going to buy the PlayStation camera, I just wouldn't make that shit. Like, I'd just be like, I'm not spending time making anything for this camera, you know? I think that's what's going to happen with PlayStation, where it'll work itself out because a lot of developers are going to be like, yeah, we're just not working on that shit anymore. We're just going to do the game. And, you know, if you have a camera, good for you, but we're not fucking doing that shit.
When the Oculus Rift catches on, that will be something that they'll all start. Every game developer is going to be clamoring to get on that one.
I really hope they put that on next-gen consoles. Because honestly, like, I don't want a PS4 for anything. But if they were the ones to say, we have OR support, I would cry and just hand them all my money.
Can y'all explain what Oculus Rift is? I think Jamie's actually got the experience.
I'm about to say, please do. Yes.
I've used one. So my buddy did it on Kickstarter, put the money up. And then, Rod, if you guys ever want to come over and try it, and if you want to see what it's like, go to YouTube and type in Oculus Rift, first time use. Mm-hmm. So it's 3D, but it's all encompassing 3D. And correct me if I'm wrong, if I say anything that you don't agree with. You put the headset on, and if you look up, you know, the screen goes up. If you look down, the screen goes down. So you kind of real world, all encompassing, all around experience.
Okay.
So it's like 3D, but they'll be HD. Right now, they're not. And it will change gaming. It'll change movies. It will change everything once it catches.
It's almost like you're in the game. Yeah.
So if you're flying a plane and I want to look up, if you're flying through space, you know, I'm looking up, but my plane's still going straight. Or if I'm in a shooter and I'm shooting like this, I can look this way, and while my hand, you know, I'm still shooting to the left, I can look to the right, look all around, and make sure nobody's coming. But it's really, really encompassing. It makes you feel like you're there.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, for me, which I really, really suck at the first-person shooter games. So that mean I don't have to try to figure out how to push the buttons. I could just look around.
No, it doesn't mean
you
that.
Still have to, it means you have to push the buttons and yeah. you, and you have to look behind you at the same time.
Like now you wouldn't be as much say like in the first person shooter, say somebody comes behind you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to move the stick to see if that guy's a good guy, bad guy. You turn all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Then you turn back the controller, you know, use the controller to turn all the way back around the other way to keep going straight or whatever, right?
Yes.
Well, now you would be able to turn your head and see that person behind you. It doesn't necessarily mean that your person on the screen turned around.
Okay.
It just means that you can see that person now because you're basically looking around the world like it's 3D.
Okay, so basically the glasses brings you into the world.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you turn around, you can physically see what's there even though the person on the screen might not be moving like you're moving.
Right.
It depends with the game. Like I know with Battlefield, it's basically, if you ever used a played a first-person shooter, you know, like the left thumbstick is to move the body,
yeah,
and the right thumbstick to aim. With OR, with games like that, it just basically becomes the right thumbstick.
Oh.
So you look hit where point. You want to shoot at, and then pull the trigger.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Well, yeah, I mean... Yeah,
either way, it's awesome.
Yeah, and I don't think either console's coming with that anyway right now,
yeah, no.
Which is honestly some real next-gen shit. Mm-hmm. That would be nice to have.
If
but
they bring the yeah, Oculus Rift and the Kinect in,
baby, you know.
It'll be... I gave Karen my phone. We just recorded. Oh. This was us using it, the Oculus Rift. It's just,
I'll look at it after we get out
of
the
you
air.
You just get an idea of what we're talking about.
Yeah. I'll take a look at it when
I'll
we get off the air.
Yeah.
All right. Killer Instinct made big waves at the announcement during, what was it, E3 or something. They were like, we're coming to Xbox, y'all. It's going to be a launch title. What up, player? Everybody's like, woo! Then the dude
I
made
think
a...
they cheered at anything.
Yeah, dude made a weird rape joke, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Killer Instinct wasn't that good anyway.
Super, I played on Super Nintendo.
What, yeah, I think I had it on Super Nintendo,
yeah,
too.
I didn't like it.
So, anyway, Killer Instinct gets announced, and they were like, yeah, it's pretty much free to play. Like, you get it. It's free to play. Everybody was excited. Like, free to play. The catch is this. You get one character.
How is that free to play?
That's the new thing, though. They're doing that with Candy Crush, too. It's free to play, but then you get hooked, and if you really want to enjoy the game after you're addicted, you got to cough up money.
It's basically...
that free beam?
It's freemium.
Yep.
Freemium.
Yeah, where you basically... It's free to get it. But if you want the rest of the shit, you got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of put everything together. Like Candy Crush does that. A bunch of those iPhone games do that, too.
And my wife's $100 at least into Candy Crush.
Wow.
So that never picked that up, and I'm so glad
it's digital crack, and it's ruining our digital communities one house at a time.
I see so many people be like, I love this game. I was like, no, I'm an addicted person. I have broke free. I played Farmville to, like, death. And Roger was like, look, you're going to have to let it go.
She used to crash our computer with that bullshit.
Yes.
I'm like, Karen, and the computer is crashing.
What game was it?
It was Farmville.
Farmville?
Yeah, it was making our computer crash. It was an older computer. I was like,
I've got to tend to my crops. Get out of my way.
I would be serious about that shit, too. I'm serious.
Like, you can't sit in the house gifting pigs to people all day.
And so once I broke that, I was like, all right, I'm never going back to that. So that's why I've never played Candy Crush, because I was like, I know me. I'm never going back
to that. She'll just sit on there nonstop. And she was like, I asked her how much she spent. She was like, I use my own account. Don't worry about it.
Yes. So over 100 then.
Yeah,
Thank you.
If you guys want to come on by for the intervention, it's next Tuesday.
Right.
I'm there.
I want to talk about how your problem has affected us in several ways. But they have a combo. They have like packs where you can buy characters. They have a combo breaker pack where you get the first 8 characters, 6 at launch, 2 later. An Ultra Edition pack.
I bet addiction sounds right.
Right. Ultra Addiction pack, which is $40. And you get 8 characters as well as accessory packs, costumes, and a digital copy of the original Killer Instinct game. Here's the thing, man. Is it me or does it seem like 8 characters is really fucking low?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nowadays, there are. You get so many characters now. You get the first.
Yeah, sorry to cut you off. I think I heard like you can pay 20 and get 16
mm-hmm.
Altogether, and that seems maybe about right to me.
Well, according to this article, you pay 20 and you get 8 characters, 6 at launch and 2 later, or 40 and you get all the 8 characters and accessory pass costumes and a digital copy. Now maybe it's changed since then, but according to GameSpot.com, mm-hmm. 8.
Yeah, so I would just be playing with that main dude and knowing everything he can do.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like, also, doesn't it sound like it's a setup where you do pay $40 and then like 3 months later, they're like, actually, you're 16 characters, $40 more, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when you throw like your little finger up. You're like, nope. Shit.
Yeah.
There'll be more down the line. Nah, I'm good.
Seems suspect, man.
That's a money hole.
It's the only reason I still haven't gotten, what is that game for DC?
Yeah, they keep coming out with the DLCs.
Injustice.
Yeah, it's the only reason I haven't gotten Injustice is because, honestly, just as a person who's following it casually, it seems like every time I look in the, on game, like any game news, it's like, new character is going to be revealed for Injustice. I'm like, didn't this game come out like fucking months ago now?
But that's how they make their money back.
But the game cost $60 to buy. Like, it wasn't like the game was $10 and they keep going, oh, a new character. It was $60. Where the fuck are my characters, man?
And I'm paying money for the comic books too.
So yeah, what are y'all doing?
You're getting me in the print. You're getting me in video. Like, I can't afford it. Give me a damn free. I want Martian Manhunter for free. I don't want to pay $9.99 for him and all this.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Especially if you're paying full price for the game. I didn't realize you're paying full price.
Yeah.
So by the time you finish, they go, like you said, they go your $100.
I'm afraid to get it. I'm really going to wait until they do the end of the year, like game of the year edition.
And they wrap it all into one.
Yeah, I'm really going to wait because then I'll pay $60. And I'll get a whole fucking game. I'm scared I'm gonna look at my fucking wallet and go, did I just spend $150 for a $60 game?
Arkham City did that to me. I was, I need Robin. I need Nightwing. I gotta have Catwoman.
Yeah. Oh man, Arkham City.
$30 later.
I love that game. I think it's one of the best games of all time. I did hate the. Do you want to play as Catwoman? And you're like, I guess I'll play as Catwoman. Well, she ain't really got no missions, but, like, wait a minute, you know.
You want the missions? That's $9.
Yeah. It's like, you want to be Robin? Yeah, I want to be Robin. He looks like a badass. Yeah, you can do the Batman challenges as Robin, but, we don't have any fucking, like, story parts for him. I'm like, fuck you, man. Did you guys know that they have a case, a cell phone case that will block your GPS signal?
For real?
Mm-hmm. Are you guys interested in something like that?
Is that the new level of paranoia? Like that's the equivalent to the aluminum foil on my head so they don't get my thoughts?
I feel like if you buy this, the NSA gets the receipt, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just don't even worry. If you guys are that worried about someone finding your phone, just calm down.
They know what you're emailing about anyway, so yeah. Well, why do we need to get your phone? We're into your Gmail account.
I thought this was interesting and very short. GameStop uses their market power to charge $90 for a year old Wii game. Yeah, it's called Xenoblade Chronicles. I guess they didn't have it's a Japanese RPG, and it didn't have, they don't have any more in like the US really. So since GameStop is the sole US distributor of the Japanese RPG, they add an extra $50 per copy. Just because you can't get it anywhere else.
And who's paying for this?
I don't know, but the copies are new. They're not used. This isn't like we have a limited production for these. It's literally where the fuck you gonna go? It's like crack.
Japanese RPGs are really different from, you know, your modern your RPGs now. You got your Skyrim RPG, and then you got,
yeah.
So if you liked the Final Fantasy VII Chrono Trigger type environment.
Yeah, Karen loves Japanese RPGs.
I do.
Just play Eternal Sonata.
Eternal Sonata. Got another one called Blue Dragon.
I'm playing Ni No Kuni. It's like kind of like it's kind of like Pokemon meets, I don't know, some really dorky like characters. My wife laughs at me because they're so childish looking. But
what console is that on?
What's up? PS3.
Oh, okay. Damn. No, I never heard.
You trap all the your little like fighters or your guys. I can't remember what they were called. And then you level them up and you can grow them and build them and then they fight for you.
Yeah, because the thing about it is that I remember one time with the GameStop and I was asking a dude, because I was talking about it, because I actually went back and bought Blue Dragon and the other game, because I was like, I hadn't played them in a very long time, and like, I think Blue Dragon, I spent like 200 hours on it. Like, I really, really love that game.
She's not a nerd, though.
Nope.
If you ever spend more than $60 on a game, I hate to break it to you, Karen. Yeah. We'll have that intervention on Tuesday. We can do my
first. She said hours.
Hours.
100 to 200 hours.
Oh, I thought you said dollars.
No, I'm going to say hours are worse.
Oh, yeah, because you figure, I don't know, at least minimum. Let's just say minimum wage.
Right.
You know, you could do that at home working on a computer.
But you know, I didn't buy the game. Roger bought the game. So I can truly say he got his money's worth out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I wondered, did they come out with like a second or a third version of it?
The dude
should never told me this. He was like, well, I think that, you know, they may have, and I think I just was telling me, like, on the Xbox, they was going to do the unblock it where you can, like, buy these games and play them on your
system. No. Okay.
Uh-oh.
She's, okay, now she's...
I'm messing something up?
She's just talking. number one, he said they may have made it.
Okay.
He wasn't sure. If they did, it's probably Japanese exclusive.
Oh, okay. Well, I couldn't play it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was telling her how on the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, they're supposed to be doing away with the regional coding of unlocking the region so that you could actually buy a Japanese RPG and play it on a console in America. Right now, you can't.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, unless you mod your Xbox or hack it or something, and then you run all kinds of different risks. So, Xbox One will automatically adjust when overheating. Okay. Shouldn't it have been doing this on the console before? But hey, we'll take it now. Better late than never, I guess.
I had to buy two PlayStations because my first one broke after the Blu-ray diode went bad.
What is it going? Is it going to check its own temperature? Oh, you warming up?
Yeah, it can dial back the power of the box by forcing the system into a low power state to correct issues. So rather than actually letting your shit overheat all the way, it just goes, okay, let me just cut this back a little bit.
Method number two, it just automatically turns off on you.
Like, yeah. Method number two, you go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like, it starts saving this shit down.
I didn't sign my deposit slip. I'm not going to get credit for that.
Yeah.
God damn it, my crew is going to kill me.
Now I'm a loose cannon.
I was at the bank. No, dog. I was at the bank. I was right there at the door. The lady was looking at me.
Yeah. I was gonna pay my insurance bill. You don't understand. I had the money, but I got kicked off. Sorry. So you had to be by the first. You're out.
Also, Xbox One Season Pass guarantee carries over supported 360 DLC. So basically, if you buy a Season Pass for Call of Duty on the Xbox 360, later on, you go, you know what? I actually want the Xbox One. You still get that DLC with the new Xbox One and the Xbox One version of the same game without paying anything extra. So seems like a small thing, but I'm assuming since most people are gonna I don't know how everybody else is doing it, but I don't plan on buying anything on the day that the launch date that these come out. But you know, if shortly after I find out my friends are having great experiences with the Xbox One or a PlayStation or something, and that's, you know, that's the new move that everybody's doing, I would like the idea of being like, okay, let me upgrade my shit and not have to start all the way over. So
I pre-ordered the Xbox or the PS4, and I pre-ordered Grand Theft Auto 5, so I hope I can roll over.
Yeah.
Well, Grand Theft Auto 5 is not coming out for next gen.
Oh, it's not?
Nope.
Really? That's weird. That's a weird choice.
Yeah, I know, because I really wanted it to happen, because they're doing it with Watch Dogs, the new Ubisoft game, and they said it's going to look better, but they're going to give it a much more richer environment, and that's kind of what I wanted with Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, everything else is doing it. That's weird.
Both consoles.
Call of Duty's doing it. Madden's doing it.
Batman's not doing it either.
Who's not?
Batman.
Batman's not doing it?
Nope.
So it's only on 360 and PlayStation 3?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I'll still get it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not getting rid of my consoles.
No.
I don't know. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think they're doing a PC version of Grand Theft Auto 5 either.
Mm. And I know for sure Titanfall is going to do it. So they'll be on both.
Titanfall is just Xbox One, I believe.
Nah, it's Xbox 360 too.
Okay. That comes out next year, though.
Mm-hmm. But still, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Because I wanted it. I really wanted the Xbox One version, just to, you know, have like more people on the streets, more cars around, just feel like a richer city. But
yeah, or at least I think that's Titanfall. Maybe I'm thinking of a different game. But I just remember being like, oh, that's a big deal. And then they were like, it'll also be on 360. I was like, oh, well then shit, I'm keeping my 360. Never mind.
And I do have a question, but not to get off topic.
Of course.
with the Xbox now, since, well, I still got my points in the corner.
Yeah.
But once they change your points over, does your points turn to dollar signs? Yeah. So you lose them? Or?
Turns to dollars.
Yep. Mine already did it because I'm in the beta. And right away, it just switched my 80 points to 50 cent. No problem. And now everything just, you know, dollar mark.
Oh, okay.
I like that better anyway, because I always hated the, I think I want to buy this. How much is it? 4,700 points? Like, what does that mean?
Yes, yeah. But
the fuck is that? It's not like you can go get 4,700 points in the, from the bank.
That'll be 90 quatloos, sir.
Yeah.
What?
How many tokens are those,
sir? What's the conversion ratio today?
Yeah. You can turn in your tickets also. Yeah. And,
get you got it. A pencil topper. Like, dang it.
Karen, were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
No, because I was just... But so your gamer points just disappear.
Yeah, they'll become actual dollar value.
Yeah, your credit, not your actual like achievement points. Yeah, but your credit.
So you still get achievement points.
Yeah, you still get achievement points.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's then totally. Also on both consoles, the achievements are different if you get both games. Like Call of Duty Ghosts on Xbox 360 has different achievements from Xbox One. Just to throw that out there, also.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if they just made those achievements like all 5 points higher? Just. Just to be dicks, like, you paid the extra money. Here's some more points. Time Warner got slapped with a class action suit over the CBS, blackout.
Fuck yeah, man.
Is that over yet? Cause.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
That shit has been going on since like August 2nd.
People are pissed that they cannot watch their football games.
I told everybody it was going to. I told everybody it was going to get real.
That in the fall lineup that'll drive people.
Once football comes in, I knew it was going to get crazy because CBS, that's like the AFC for most people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just be like, hey guys, we're a little pissed off at CBS right now. So no football. I'm sure you guys understand as Time Warner customers.
No, How I Met Your Mother. We're not trying to hear that. Yeah. No CSIs.
Yeah. CBS does have some of the highest watched shows. That's a good point.
That I'm not recording. Yeah. Yes, they do.
And there was a thing on NPR where the wait time to try to cancel it was 2 hours, you know, for a couple of days in a row. So they're, either a lot of people are calling in or they're just trying to make it the typical Time Warner experience.
How much fucking money can it be?
2 hours. So you can't just take your ass down to Time Warner Cable and wait in the line. But like, here's my shit. Turn my shit off. Or I have to call in?
It wasn't a very intense NPR interview because they only talked about the calling in and then getting disconnected. You know, just the call.
Also, I feel like, I'm sure all the black people listening will remember this reference, but I kind of feel like Time Warner is like Martin Lawrence on that one episode of Martin where he kept saying, I'm not going to pay the five. And the power went out, like the landlord got mad at him and he was almost going to get evicted. And finally him and the landlord came to, it got so bad that he's like, fine. Okay, I will pay the five. And everybody was like, well, I understand you don't have to do this, Martin. It's $500 a month. That's way too much. He's like, what? That's crazy. I would have moved out of his $500. And they're like, well, 5% can also be a pretty big increase. And he's like, 5%? Shit, 5%, man, I'll just move to another place. And I'm like, what the fuck is? He's like, $5. I'm not paying $5 more a year to be in this apartment or whatever. And
wow.
I feel like that's how Time Warner is. Mm-hmm. Like, Time Warner's going to come to everybody is like, we're trying to make sure CBS doesn't gouge you, blah, blah, blah. And then he go, well, how much more would my bill be? 37 cents.
Yeah.
Take my 37 cents. Give me my football.
Yeah, here's 37 cents. Fuck you.
Something like every customer. So like an extra dollar per customer.
Yeah, it's always like that. I remember when they wouldn't get the NFL network here for a long time. They're like, well, a lot of households don't want the NFL network and they're asking for this much money. It's like, well, how much is it? I was like $2 a customer. Like, well, fuck you.
I will pay $2. Charge me $8. I don't care.
Yeah, I will pay for mine and three other dudes.
Because if I have to go to a bar and watch that game, I'm going to get drunk, hungover. I'm not going to feel good on Monday.
Yes.
My wife is going to be angry. Like, my life is over. Give me my NFL network.
Sony is planning discounts for select PS3, PS4 cross-platform games. They announced a payment plan that should make impatient gamers happy.
A payment plan? How expensive is this? We got to put it on layaway.
For those who purchase PS3 versions of Call of Duty, Ghost, Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, Watch Dogs, and Battlefield 4, Sony will offer a limited time discount for those who want to purchase a PS4 version through the PlayStation Store. The percentage discount has yet to be announced, and the exact time frame for when you can take advantage of the discount is still up in the air. So, you know, if you order your shit early, you can get some money, guys. Xbox One is promising to give you a major third party title for free. I kind of hope it's not Killer Instinct, because if so, fuck you. Feel like there's got to be a catch to that. Like, they're not just gonna give you a $60 game for free.
You have to put in your credit card number first to validate your age. Yeah, and it will go.
Right. So I already talked about this. What else? Oh yeah, Amazon's offering Xbox 360 to Xbox One game upgrades for $9.99. I didn't really understand this article, and I read this shit like 5 times. Like, I don't know if I'm just stupid or what, but I'll read it again on the air.
Yeah, because I'm listening to you. I was like, what are we doing again?
Yeah, I was like, okay, you know, Amazon customers can order select Xbox 360 titles right now and upgrade them via a $9.99 trade-in later for an Xbox One version. So I guess my question is, like, why the fuck would I do that? Why wouldn't I just buy the other version now? Like,
I guess instead of paying like the whole 60 again, you pay $9.99.
You just have to want to.
I'm under that assumption.
Play the game. You just have to want to play the game now.
Okay.
If you really wanted to play Call of Duty Ghosts when it first came out, you would pay the 60 for the Xbox 360 version. And GameStop's also doing this. And then the normal trading credit is $25, and then they give you a $25 promotional credit, so you only have to pay that $10 differential between your trading credit and the actual Xbox One game. So it's like, if you really couldn't wait till the Xbox One version came out, you wanted to, you know, start from the beginning or whatever.
Well, if it's an online game, I hate being late to that party, because you show up and everybody's all leveled up and they know what they're doing, and I've got the worst pistol and the worst shotgun, and I'm getting killed all the time.
Yeah, also, with Battlefield and Call of Duty, they said they're going to be able to let you transfer your profiles and stuff from 360 and PS3 to the upgraded consoles. So even if you do that, you know, you'll still be good to go.
Well, anyway, I thought that was interesting. I guess if you really can't wait, I just wait. I don't know. Maybe I have more control than other people. Watch Dogs, the video game, is going to be a movie. The game isn't even out yet, but they will make a movie about Watch Dogs. So look forward to that. Gran Turismo is going to be a movie.
That's going to be a boring ass movie.
Right. Gran Turismo is a car racing game.
How do you add a plot to that?
You're going
to
be like a dude. Because every time, I'm going to tell you, every time Roger play is a dude in the fast car in the shadow.
You've never seen me play this game. I don't have a PlayStation.
Oh.
Gran Turismo is a realistic car simulation
game. I'm
thinking
Need for Speed, my bad.
Need for Speed, yeah.
For Speed.
I think the movie title is going to be Fast and Furious 7.
Right. Here's the thing. The plot of this is going to be about a gamer who turns into a professional race car driver.
Impossible white man movie. No, gamers don't turn into anything.
Unless he's going to kill somebody and crack some jokes. It's definitely not impossible white man. But it is very impossible. I don't, you know. But apparently a real person did this. But anyway. Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer retired, and then the stock went up. I don't know what that means other than people really, really,
wanted
really
that man gone.
Think that he fucked up this E3 at Xbox One launch.
Yes, they did.
It's the only thing I could think of to be like, now to invest. You know, like, how many companies do that? CEO's gone. Oh, finally, I can give you my money. Like, so he must have been terrible. There was a game, Shadow of the Eternals, that was trying to reach a Kickstarter funding goal. Mm-hmm. And they wanted $750,000. It ran out of time, and it reached 400,000. Mm-hmm. What happens when you don't reach a Kickstarter?
That's what I want to know.
You get half a product that's made. Here's your game.
Yeah, I wonder, do they not give you anything? Do they take a percentage of it when
they
you don't
send
reach
you,
your goal?
They should send you like a PlayStation 1 version of the game.
Oh.
Just like, hey, this is what we could afford,
well,
man.
Well, if they're using the money, like, do they start the project before they reach the goal? Or they say to complete it, we need $700,000, or,
I think they normally don't complete the goal. I mean, they don't even start the project until they meet their goal.
Yeah, because they don't get the money until they've met it, and it's the Kickstarter is done with.
So it sits in an escrow account then, and then once you reach the goal, it gets paid or gets.
I have no idea if you. I don't even know if you get the money if you don't meet the goal with Kickstarter.
Yeah, I did two Kickstarters before. One worked, one didn't, and they don't pull the money out your account until the Kickstarter is actually done.
Wow.
So there's no money to get if, you know, they haven't taken it from us yet.
So I could pledge $100. 6 months later, I go to pay my bills, and they say, so this check counts, the balance, $100 just randomly came out.
Yep.
Fuck that.
All right.
Mad Max is getting a video game, and it's going to be a standalone story because movie tie-in games tend to be bad.
Yes, they do.
And I appreciate Avalanche Studios knowing that. Thank you.
It's got to be like The Last of Us. It's a barren wasteland, and you're one person trying to patrol across it and scrounge for weapons and guns.
Yeah. I wonder if it's going to be no talking, just like the fucking the script to the actual Mad Max, where it's like no talking for 60 pages. Sony says they're going to handle PS4 pre-orders as responsibly as they can.
Uh-oh, what does that mean?
Which translates to some of y'all motherfuckers won't be getting a PlayStation
3 days late
when it was supposed to come out.
Amazon guaranteed me same day delivery. If I don't have it, I am going to go absolutely. Because I'm going to take work off. Like, this is, I'm signed up. Yeah. I'm signed up for PTO. Now, like, I'm off.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I can say that I really, 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 really give Amazon credit for, anything we ordered off Amazon, we got it. Shit, we got shit 2-3 days before they said the shit was going to get here.
Yeah, Amazon Prime is the greatest thing.
Yeah, I love Amazon Prime. I ordered
they
a book.
Don't play.
I ordered a book 2 days ago. It was in the mail today, which means it was in the mail yesterday.
If you had told me 2 days ago you wanted that book, I would have had it on my Google Drive 2 days ago.
That's possible. I forgot. Also, the other thing that was cool about Amazon Prime, I remember I ordered the wrong version of Olympus Has Fallen. I got the DVD version. I meant the Blu-ray version. I was like, I want to return this. They sent me like a little return sheet and everything to send back to them. And then it was like, I was like, let me get the Blu-ray. The next morning by like 10 a.m., the Blu-ray was on my doorstep. I was like, that's not possible.
Yeah,
like, did someone leave my house, go to Best Buy, and come back and drop it on the doorstep?
Shit, they may have. Amazon was like, we got the best customer service ever.
Yeah, that happened for me. Normally when you do with Amazon customer service, if you're doing a swap return like that, they send it to you the same day on next day delivery.
It was 12 hours though.
When I printed mine, I returned something from Amazon just recently, like 3 days ago. And they said, why are you returning it? And I said, I didn't like it. But there was, do you want to swap it out for something else? So I guess if you put that in,
don't think I put in, I want to swap it. I brought the wrong version. And then separately, I one clicked the Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I think I woke up the next morning, went to the gym, came back, shit was on my doorstep. I was like,
they're like Google, they know your spending habits.
Yeah.
How did you know I was gonna buy this, sir? We know.
As soon as I bought it, they were like, you meant to buy the Blu-ray version, didn't you? We already said it.
Don't worry. We seen you clicked on it. We read all your cookies.
Yeah. Sony decided. Sony said basically, if you pre-ordered a PlayStation after August 5th. You will not be guaranteed a console.
I'm in the clear.
Yeah. So if you ordered it before, you guys are good to go. But pre-orders after the 5th, which kind of sucks.
Why are you saying I can pre-order the shit then if you can't guarantee I can get it? I might as well go to the store.
I'm not going to pre-order it then. I'll just wait.
Yeah.
PS4 and a wrapping party at my house.
That's the truth.
It's August 22nd when you tell me.
Open that shit in Best Buy.
Hey, you know when you got that thing 15 days ago? Might not come. But hey, don't worry about it.
We're still keeping your money, though.
Fable Legends beta expected next year, Karen.
Woo! This is right up my alley, and I'm excited about this because the other Fable that they let out like last year, earlier part of this year.
The Kinect version?
Yeah, and at first I was like, Fable? Because I seen like the commercials. I was like, yes. Then I remember talking to Scarfinger, and he was like, it's Kinect only. And I was like, no, say it ain't so. And kind of find out it was Kinect. I was like, fuck you. I don't want a Kinect Fable. I want a real Fable. And this is like a real Fable. And if I do get a Kinect Fable on the Xbox One, it's probably going to work better. So if I get it, I want to be able to do shit, like look around. I want to be able to look at my axe when I swing. I want to be able to work my jaws. I want to be able to look out in the houses to see who's terrible tenants. I want to be able to do all that if I get the Xbox One.
I was a horrible landlord in Fable 3, which I didn't really like that much, but I was told that it wasn't a good one. Like Fable 2, I heard was the best.
Yeah. Now, out of them, I will say Fable 2 was the best. Fable 3, I enjoy, but the thing that messed people up about, see, every time, and like I said, I guess I that goes back to my geekdom. Mm-hmm. Every time I buy Fable, I always buy one of them books, one of them big ass 500 page books.
Strategy guides.
I always buy one. And the biggest reason why I always buy one, because like I said, I'm that geek. I want to find all the keys, all the dungeons. I want to do like all the side missions. I want like all the achievements.
Like I play it through the first time and then I'll go get like my Skyrim strategy guide. I mean, I had an extra table bought just so I could lay out all my maps and everything. But second time around, yeah, it's really cool. Map tables are a great thing to have. My wife looks at me like I'm an idiot, but what does she know? I'm all set for Skyrim. I got 200 some odd hours logged.
I got Skyrim. Me and Roger just got it. I hadn't got it yet. I'm still playing.
You haven't played it yet.
I haven't played it yet. I'm still playing my Kingdom for Keflin's 1 and 2 because they both came out with DLC and I fucked it up and I didn't know that I had to be on a certain screen to get the DLC. So I'm like, well, baby, I paid for the DLC. DLC ain't working. He got me hooked up. So now I'm good with that. But back to the Fable. So for me, when it comes to Fable, I buy the guide. And I'm glad I did because on the third one, what they didn't tell you is once you got to a certain part of the game,
you had to finish it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had to need a certain amount of money, right?
Yes, you need a certain amount of money. It's like once you got to a certain part of the game, it came where it was a decision. It was like if you had enough money to do certain things in the kingdom, you could do it. If you didn't have enough money, you had to make other decisions, and they were permanent decisions.
Yeah, I didn't like how they that point, and then they said you got to a certain point in the game, you have like 60 game time hours a days before the bad guy shows up. And that was it. Like, you had to fight the bad guy when they told you to.
Yeah.
And and afterwards I said, hey, still feel free to run around and browse. And I said, I was like, you kind of took the venom out of the snake bite. I don't want to play anymore. So I stopped.
Yeah. Now that I agree with. And also, he was talking about the homes. Mm-hmm. In Fable 2, when you purchased a home, that home was yours. In Fable 3, when you purchased a home, you had to go back and like upgrade it and all that stuff, which I thought was kind of tedious and time consuming. So I hope in this one, when you buy it, it's yours to keep, and there's no back checking and all that stuff.
You don't want the designer DLC where you can get the nice wallpaper and the paints. And
hey, shit, I might get.
That. I hate when they do shit like that.
I got the motif DLC; it looks great.
Here's a new costume. I'm like, that doesn't help my game at all.
No, not at all. Give me a new knife.
EA is rethinking how games treat the Star Wars universe. I really wouldn't want to like applaud them, but isn't this your fucking job as a game creator to rethink how things that suck have been done and make things not suck?
This isn't about the online game, is it? Or is this the
they recently announced Star Wars Battlefront will be the first in a series of games that aim at to rethink at how they treat the Star Wars universe. The most important thing for me is that we take the Star Wars license, come up with games where people's jaws drop. We need to do with this what Batman Arkham Asylum did for the Batman license.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would love to see it.
You better get some good developers and actually direct. And the thing about video games, you got to get good.
Well, EA is a, you know, they'll be the people at the helm of this.
Okay, they're gonna invest the money.
They'll probably license it out.
The people that are actually making it.
Yeah.
The people that are actually making it is the company DICE.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that made Battlefield and
Mirror's Edge. Yeah, they'll probably license all of them out to somebody, kind of.
Yeah, different places.
Because that's what EA does. They're just that big now. But they're right. Somebody needs to take over this shit and think of it. You know, make a great ass game. The Star Wars license has stayed alive this long because it's great material. It's just most of the time what people do with it is not that original or good. There's a Rambo TV series being announced.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Sylvester Stallone will not be involved.
Good, because he's 85 years old.
Did they say what network?
I'll read some of it. While a television series based on Rambo property is in development with Entertainment One and New Image, NU Image, contrary to reports, Sylvester Stallone will certainly not reprise his role as the iconic John Rambo for the small screen. Yeah, well, I wonder who thought that would be a good idea anyway.
Hey, they couldn't pay him enough to do it now.
Yeah, he's got Expendables now. He doesn't need a Rambo. Although I did like the most recent Rambo.
I did too, yeah. Although that shit is...
So violent.
It's not just that it's violent. But have you seen Elysium yet?
No, you told me
okay,
not to.
Yeah, I didn't like it that much.
So
but
yeah, I didn't go see it.
The reason I don't like Elysium is because it's such a heavy-handed liberal, like, this is, everyone should have healthcare, like, thing where you're like, why are you guys, like, pandering so hard? Well, Rambo, the last Rambo, is the exact opposite of that, but, like, the Republican perspective is exactly like how Republicans believe foreign policy and everything should be treated anyway. Because it's like,
send some guns over there and then we'll
just shoot everybody up and blow them up.
Because everybody's like, you know, if you look, remember that movie, the people are like, we're UN aid workers and we just want to help these guys get like clean water and learn how to live.
If you want to help, you have to have a gun.
Yeah. Rambo's like, they're just going to kill y'all. No, they're not, Rambo. You're just being a jerk. And then he gets over there and they're like, we're killers and rapists, motherfuckers. Ah! And he has to kill them all. Like, so.
And then George Bush lands behind him with a plane that says, you know, we've done it.
Right. I brought freedom. And then, like, the flag unfolds and then everybody gets freedom.
We brought democracy. That's great, motherfucker. We want food.
Yeah.
We're still dying.
It's so good just because of how liberal and the stereotypes of the UN workers. It's just like, they're like, no, if we talk to them, it'll be fine. And John Rambo's like, they have been killing people all day. They're not going to stop with you.
No, they're not.
No, Rambo, you're being a jerk.
She looked twice when he goes, they're going to rape the hell out of her. And whoa, rape, hold yeah. on.
What are we talking about here? No.
Yeah, killing, we're okay with that.
Right.
Rape, no.
This is too much.
They had that political twist in Pacific Rim, too. Yeah. They're like, hey, we're going to build a wall because building a wall will keep out everybody. Yeah, like, hey, we're just going to kick that wall down.
Yeah, I like hate when they do the, like, over-the-top, this is a current issue, but we're doing it through allegory. Like, I hate when they do that shit. It's like, dude, I came to watch science fiction. I don't give a fuck about healthcare for 2 hours. Please stop.
Yes.
It's like, no, but Obamacare can take care of everything. You're like, I get it, guys, but it's going on 45 minutes and you talking about this shit. I'm not, you know, I don't even disagree. I just think this is crazy.
Yes.
But yeah, Elysium, if you've seen it, is literally a big ass advertisement for healthcare. It's crazy. Apparently, Xbox One and PS4 launch games are being announced. Sony's release list is, NBA 2K14, Call of Duty Ghosts, Skylanders Swap Force. That's one I haven't seen, footage of yet. Need for Speed Rivals. And that feels more like they just need a Need for Speed game because that's what they do. Mm-hmm. Battlefield 4, Madden 25, FIFA 14, NBA Live, Killzone Shadowfall, which is exclusive, Drive Club, and Knack are also exclusive. Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, Watch Dogs, Just Dance 2014, and Lego Marvel Super Heroes. Xbox One's games are Assassin's Creed Black Flag, Battlefield 4, Call of Duty Ghost, Crimson Dragon, Dead Rising 3, which I think is an exclusive. Yeah. FIFA 14, Fighter Within, which I haven't heard anything about. I'm going to go ahead and say that sounds like a cash grab, and that shit will probably suck. Because it's way too late in the game for you to be announcing games that I don't know anything about. Plus, it sounds like a terrible title. Fighter Within. Forza Motorsport 5, Just Dance 2014, Killer Instinct, the freemium bullshit.
Freemium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a free game, y'all, unless you want to play it.
That's my takeaway for today, freemium. I'm going to act like that's mine when I use it when I talk to people.
Lego Marvel Super Heroes, Loco Cycle, Madden 25, NBA 2K14, NBA Live 14.
Yep.
What?
Only for the Xbox One.
Huh. That's back. Yep. NBA
I'm
Live. You going to get NBA Live?
Yep. Just because I want the 2K series to see that people will buy the game just so they'll start stepping their shit up again.
Okay. Well, yeah, yep. I think you should get it also because when they go out of business, you'll have one of the few copies.
Yep.
Like they did with the other ones where it's like, hey, guys, we got Kevin Durant for the cover. He's like, oh, cool. I can't wait to get that. When is it? Where's the game?
They stopped that shit like 2 weeks before it was supposed to come out.
They were like, my bad. We played the game, guys, and it sucks.
It was really bad.
We did you a favor. Need for Speed Rivals, Peggle 2, Power Star Golf, Rise Son of Rome, which I know they've been showing more and more footage of this. I still have my same initial feeling. That game looks like it is going to suck ass. I'm sorry, but it looks like it's going to suck ass. And don't say I didn't tell you when, because it looks like, I remember when PlayStation 2 launched and Xbox launched, they always have these games that look cool as shit. And then you play and you're like, this fucking game's not that good. And this feels like one of those.
Did you see the new video they showed for the online play?
Yes. Yeah, I'm not impressed, dog.
Nah, that shit did it for me.
Yeah, what'd you like about it? Go ahead.
Just the gladiator mode, like, and definitely if it's online, like, I need that. Just, you know, just kill a motherfucker if he says something wrong on Xbox Live and really kill him. Like, like, you talking all that shit, just see me in the arena.
To just settle it on the Elysian fields and shit.
Have words with the man.
Yeah, yeah, I do. Yeah, my inner Spartacus does want to challenge people to death. That's good.
My inner Spartacus, well said.
Yeah, we shall have words. Skylanders, Swap Force, Watch Dogs, Zoo Tycoon, which I know I'll be getting, and Zumba Fitness World Party. So there you go. Walmart is offering a second round of launch day Xbox One and PS4 units.
Starting August 24th. I'm so scared of Walmart. I'm scared you buy them shits. It's gonna be like when you go, but they were like, we got a gateway laptop, the cheapest version ever.
Yeah. I won't lie. I'm still, scared to go to Walmart at night to pick up anything.
Mm-hmm.
So
I will not be there for the midnight pickup.
Yeah. I can't see myself standing in line. Like, what Walmart is there in Charlotte that you would be comfortable leaving out of with a $500 anything in your hand?
None of them.
Yeah, I'll get back to you on that one.
Right.
Yeah, no. Now, Best Buy, I'd be like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because Best Buy, you're like, hey, I'll roll up to the Best Buy.
Well, we got some Best Buys with some good, like, in some good areas of Charlotte. Like,
yeah, and they're going to have, like, the mall cops out there. And, yeah. And you know, Best Buy going to vest the money to be sure they folks don't get robbed.
Yeah. Walmart, no. There's a Walmart not too far away from me. And in 2005, when the Xbox 360 dropped, a kid bought one, like a legit kid. He got robbed at some point when he walked outside the store.
Damn.
Like, just fucked that whole place. Like, robbed a kid.
I only know one Walmart that I would buy this from, and I don't want to tell anybody where it's at on the air, because I just want people. Walmart. It's like a secret Walmart no one knows about, and it fucking looks like, on the outside, it looks like a barn or some shit.
It does look like a barn.
It looks like a really nice neighborhood from a distance. And you get close and you're like, is that the star for Walmart? Like, so I'm not even going to tell you guys where it's at.
It's like the people protested so bad. It was like, whatever you do, don't make it Walmart.
It's like the secret white people's Walmart that nobody knows about. It's like if Target was Walmart. And I don't want to ruin it by saying where it's at. People might start going. So that's the only place I would look
for
it.
Well, I know. We get on voting day. Like, if you vote Republican, they tell you where that was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It comes on the back. It comes on the I Just Voted sticker. It's also, on the back of it is also directions to that Walmart.
Yeah, that and, like, a Crate and Barrel coupon. They're like, hey, guys, here's some TCBY. Great.
This is the last news of the day, man. Sleeping Dogs, which is a game I've talked about on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And people know Square.
You
Square,
enjoy that game, don't you?
You
enjoyed that game, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I love it. I actually bought it twice. Got all the DLC for it. They had me at the dressing Asian dude up in the same outfit as Bruce Lee, and kick people's ass for no reason.
Is that the black one with the white or the yellow stripes?
Yep. They got that one, and they got the Enter the Dragon outfit too. And it comes with a its own side quest where you go to a monastery and fight infinite monks.
And what's this game?
Sleeping Dogs.
Is it exclusive?
No. It should be on both consoles, I believe. It should be cheap too now.
Yeah,
it
real
was free
cheap.
On PlayStation Plus for a minute.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yep. And it was all the DLC also.
Yeah. It's really fun, man. It's like Grand Theft Auto. It's like Grand Theft Auto meets and obviously it's a very niche genre, but for people that like the undercover cop movies and shit, you're pretty much playing a Japanese undercover cop that's infiltrating the criminal world. And then you have to do like certain criminal missions and then certain cop missions. And you do a lot of hand-to-hand combat because it's in Japan. And then there's some gun missions too.
You like level your guy up and get better stuff throughout the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Certain outfits give you different achievements and stuff like that. You get certain cars. It was really fun. It was one of those games I didn't think would be that fun at all, and I enjoyed the shit out of it. So
I'm probably gonna forget the name, and I'm gonna have to text you tonight.
Yeah, Sleeping Dogs, man. Good news is, it finally is profitable. So it looks like we might get a sequel because, Square Enix was really struggling trying to find any games that would make money for them the last couple years.
Haven't done it with Final Fantasy, that's for sure.
Holy shit.
Although the new one, I might get the online one.
The problem with Final Fantasy is that those game trailers are always way too much better than the game.
Yeah,
they're so pretty and gorgeous.
And you're running around in a linear mode and just hack and slash.
Yes, their hair's all conditioned and shit, and cut and trimmed. And you're like, this looks nothing like the trailer.
I just jumped up 9 flights of stairs, my hair would not look that good.
No. Exactly. It's not just that they look good, but it's like the trailer has you do shit you can't fucking do in the game. That's true. It's like, I'm gonna run up the dragon's tail and then cut off his head and then I'm gonna call down a lion from the sky and I'm gonna fly on his back and you're like, oh, cool. And then you get the game, it's like, press X to swing. You're like, fuck you.
They need to say, gameplay and not actual gameplay.
Yeah,
I was disappointed. I tried. Like, I really tried. Because, like, right, just say I like the Japan. Yeah,
the Japanese RPGs.
Yes. So I was like, okay, cool. I got it. I was like, hey.
I was so disappointed. And that was the reason I bought the PS3 over Xbox. Because at the time, originally, PS3 or Final Fantasy was PS3 exclusive.
Ah.
And then they opened it up. And then it was horrible when it finally came out.
You know what's funny, too, is one of the best advertisers I've seen for a video game in the last like year or two is actually the Borderlands 2 video game commercials, because you can do everything they show you in the game.
True.
Like, it's live action and everything, but it's, you know, it's real humans with special effects or whatever. But like, there's nothing in there that I go, I wish I could do that in the game, but I can't. It's actually just the gameplay. You know? So I thought it was cool. All right. This has been another episode of Nerd Off, man. That was fun. Karen, thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome, sir.
This is 2 hours, man. It's one of the longer ones. Woo! I guess you take that week off probably what made it longer.
Make a big difference. Yeah, got a lot more to talk about.
Sterling, thank you so much for hopping on with us, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
See, I didn't even cuss you out about Ben Affleck, man. I came all the way back to my senses.
You don't understand, yo. I had IMDb pages of different actors and why you were wrong to like a degree, but I'm happy you saw the light. You got to trust in Nolan. He ain't got us wrong yet.
And Nolan we trust.
Nolan we trust.
And if you're white, it's in J.J. Abrams we trust.
Oh, I trust J.J. Abrams, too.
He's got Star Wars and Star Trek.
He's the other dude, yeah.
Yeah, I trust me some J.J. Abrams, too. Oh, he's so good. But Jamie, man, thank you, man. It's been a long time coming, man. I'm glad we were able to make this happen.
Thanks for finally having me on. I've had a great time. So hopefully I didn't piss too many people off.
Nah, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Nah, nobody's going to be mad.
Yeah, we have to have you on a regular show, and then we'll talk about, like, Republicans and shit, and then we'll really piss some people off.
Yeah, I'm just going to need to, like, call in from a remote display so that nobody's outside waiting for
me. We'll do that. Thank everybody else for listening to the Nerd Off. Thanks so much for paying to hear the podcast and stuff. We'll have this episode out on your feeds by the end of the day. And we'll be back next week, and I think we should have like the normal crew back. Chris should be back, and we'll see about what other nerds we can get on the show. So until then, we'll talk to you later. Peace.